Coming to you from the United States of America, locked in a civil war between globalist forces sworn to create a depression and drive Trump from office and punish populist Americans for daring to rebel. Caught between them and the American people standing up and saying no. This is history. The greatest threat since our founding now upon us. And very quickly, the public is understanding what's happening. The president is understanding it. The military is understanding it. And you're going to start seeing some real fireworks. And I can also tell you that this country is in a death battle. We've got them in a stranglehold. They've got us in a stranglehold. And so the key to this is not thinking about how to win, winning the fight. And that means opening a can of economic, cultural, spiritual whoop-ass. You don't think about winning the fight. You turn it loose, you go off the chain, and you start crushing. And that's the level that we're entering in this fight. Every email, every phone call, every time you march, every time you speak out, every time you take action, every time you say no to this tyranny, every time you call it out, every time you tell it for what it is, you're literally winning the fight. It's good. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to do my very, very best to lay all of this out for you today. You notice the big news. AP receives documents, confirms Wuhan was where the weapon leaked from, and the World Health Organization covered it all up. Of course, the Chi-Coms run the WHO on record. And so what we told you in early March and early February has all been confirmed now, because you don't just think the guest we have on this show just researched the peer-reviewed papers and knew what was going on. No, they have what's called incredible sources. And InfoWars is a source as well. That's why it's very frustrating to me when I see anonymous people on the internet claiming they have all these sources, when the real reason the establishment wants me off the air is because they know our talking points are accurate, are truthful, and will lead to the defeat of the globalist. And they know I can pick this phone up and I can get a hold of the leader of the free world if I need to. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I can pick that phone up and I could do a lot of other things. But guess what? I don't need to pick that phone up, because they're watching right now. And it's not because I have all the answers. It's because this is a zeitgeist and an oracle point. The guests, the listeners, everything that happens here is recognized 9 times out of 10 as the fount, the headwaters, where it all comes together, where it originates, where it generates, where it progenerates. And so that's why it's so special that the listeners and viewers understand you're not just part of this, and you're not a crowd at the symphony that's watching and listening to the symphony. You are major players on the field. And it's what you do openly that is going to change the world. So we told you that it came out of that bioweapon lab, but here's the rest of the story. As I predicted about a month ago, you're going to start hearing the White House come out and say, okay, it did come out of the lab, but then China is going to come out and say, yeah, but we worked with the deep state and Fauci. You gave it to us. That's how they try to counter. But then we just counter with the truth that the UN covered it all up, and we blame it on them. That way they don't blame it on America and Trump. Plus, they're the ones that are guilty. But you must blame them. We're at war with China. Just get it out in the open. And the White House agrees. Yes, just get it out in the open and deal with these Democrat traitors once and for all. It's them or us now.
We've got it. waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are go. It is Thursday, April 16th. The year is 2020. We are exactly 200 days out from the election. And the federal courts are ruling. Mail-in ballots. No driver's license proof needed. The secret plan to steal those battleground states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, and Iowa, as well as New Hampshire, are now in play. There are so many reasons they launched this bio attack. Great panic, great scare of 2020. And it is a real bioweapon. It is a real novel manufactured virus so that the multinationals can own it and finally have a vaccine for the common cold. I'm going to cover that later. You see, you can't have one for the common cold. Everyone knows. I talked to them on the street. I go, why isn't there a vaccine for the common cold? Talked to three people this morning at stores, two women and a man, and they both went, the checkout clerks, they both go, all three go, well, because there's so many thousands of mutations of it. And three separate times they knew. I really felt good. Well, then how do they have one for this? And see, I'm always next year's news today. We've got huge news breaking right now, but I want to tell you what's coming next. When they come out with their forced inoculation and their antibody tests and all this, it is a giant certified fraud. And I have scientific studies I printed up here in front of me already saying that. The French government's going, well, wait a minute. Why are we going to have an antibody passport when they don't test right? It also says you have COVID-19 if you test for the cold. That's why this thing's so perfect, folks. Anybody dying that had cancer or a heart attack or diabetes or was already in a coma, that's most people dying. They are being counted as dying from COVID-19 if they have any type of cold virus in them. And people year-round have cold viruses in their body at any one time. That's why this is all so scripted, prepared from the start. Just like HIV was a group of viruses they were using and different bio attacks they were doing, that they would just claim if you had the HIV virus, that's what did it. But it was really a whole constellation of other things. And I knew this when I was a little kid. Because my dad was in the medical community and he knew some people that worked for the government. And they told him point blank that that's what it was. But the point here, oh, and who was running that? Fauci, same guy. By the way, those people that told my dad that were high-level CIA. And I was a little kid hearing this because my dad did dental work on some of those people. And I'll just leave it at that. But I grew up knowing all this stuff. And that's what's so frustrating, sitting here, hearing all this today, and seeing so much of the public buy into this, when the whole thing is a giant hoax, ladies and gentlemen. The virus is real, but the rollout, the deployment, the hysteria, the vaccine, the implantable microchip ink to make that's in the vaccine. I mean, this is a nightmare. This is beyond anything you'd see in a science fiction dystopia movie 30 years ago. It's happening. The tyranny's totally real. But the rollout and all of it is a hysteria and a hoax. And notice right as Trump and others begin to try to reopen the economy, the Democrats all announce, sorry, now you've all got to wear masks to leave your house. And then as Trump tries to reopen, they're going to go, no, actually, you're not allowed to go to the grocery store for a week or two. Get your food now, like Michigan's now doing, like California's set to do as soon as Trump tries to reopen. And we have that from the state police in California. That's called holding the country hostage. So we didn't just tell you that the Wuhan situation was where the virus came from out of a bioweapons lab. Now AP reporting it all, confirming word for word what we said and our experts said. We told you they would then hold the East and West Coast hostage and say we're never reopening. And we follow what the UN says, the World Health Organization's our boss. And so Trump had to chop the head off of that because that's hijacking our country. Who made them the leaders of the nation? There are real people dying from this virus, just like there are real folks that die from the cold every year. It is souped up. But if you look at the graphs compared to other viruses, it's very weak. It's just communicable, so everybody ends up getting it. So we're all suspect, we're all bad, we're all involved in the hysteria and accept the new way of life, which is the technocracy. I want to go to this very important special report, though, and think about those that have been sacrificed by this bioweapon.
That's right. You are tuned into alternative independent media, and you won't hear these questions asked or answered anywhere else. Questions like, why did President Trump decide to stop giving the World Health Organization nearly half a billion U.S. taxpayer dollars annually?
One of the most dangerous and costly decisions from the WHO was its disastrous decision to oppose travel restrictions from China and other nations. They were very much opposed to what we did. Fortunately, I was not convinced and suspended travel from China, saving untold numbers of lives. Thousands and thousands of people would have died.
The answer, because the World Health Organization is led by an installed Chinese puppet that pushed a weaponized Chinese coronavirus narrative that continues to be paid for with thousands of real American lives, far more than those that died in 9/11, a fact completely disregarded by the treasonous cancer known as mainstream media. The Mockingbird media isn't going to warn Americans that we are already being invaded by gargantuan Asian hornets that could devastate our already dwindling honeybee population, hornets that were, quote, accidentally introduced to France from China in 2004 and have been spreading rapidly throughout Europe and other parts of the world ever since, end quote, bringing added pestilence and costing tens of millions in damage during a time when our food supply has been thrown into total chaos and our economy is in freefall. The controlled narrative won't happen to mention that Nancy Pelosi is actually calling for millions of dollars to benefit her 1% wealthy liberal base by lifting President Trump's 2017 cap on state and local tax deductions. Instead, during a national crisis and with the aid of the New York Times, Pelosi tells average unsuspecting Americans that, quote, we could reverse that for 2018 and 2019 so that people could refile their taxes and receive more substantial rebates. They'd have more disposable income, which is the lifeblood of our economy, a consumer economy that we are. She doesn't happen to mention that more than half of the proceeds from fully repealing the salt cap would go to the top 1% households making more than about $750,000 a year, according to Politico. Meanwhile, the liberal mouthpieces over at Good Morning America and the Democrats are pointing the finger at the Trump administration over the recent stimulus package, claiming that the CARES Act, quote, allowed taxpayers to use losses from certain businesses to reduce taxes owed on non-business income, such as profits from investments. To hell with the small business owners, the Democrats have to politicize everything to maintain their power. The Chinese narrative in your electric slime box won't even begin to explain why the homeless are exempt from wearing masks and are not being quarantined, free to contaminate our cities while we face arrest if we leave our homes. Meanwhile, those homeless are microchipped guinea pigs for the emerging technocracy, or that Democrats are aggressively pushing to give American taxpayer dollars to illegal immigrants, while small business owners and millions of their employees, the backbone of the American economy, lose their life's work. While healthcare workers can't even afford their own healthcare after Obamacare destroyed it, leaving the country completely vulnerable due to the Obama administration's aloof effort to contain the 2009 H1N1 outbreak, which from April 2009 to April 2010, the CDC estimated there were 60.8 million cases, 274,304 hospitalizations, and 12,469 deaths in the United States due to the 2009 H1N1 virus. Meanwhile, those that would bring you this information, these unwavering facts as they truly are led to the gallows by a globalist offensive that spent more time and resources focused on controlling these truths than containing a pandemic they suspiciously knew was right around the...
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Let me do this. Let me tell you what's coming next. In a possible future that is so nightmaric, it's almost impossible to illustrate verbally. Versus the future we could have if we simply wake up to the fact that there are very evil forces mixed in to government, private corporations, and private life that hide behind that and that need to be identified. Now, I'll do that next segment. I want to just mention some of the news here now. And I just want to be clear. We could not be at a more dangerous crossroads. The absolute future of humanity hangs in the balance right now. This isn't just the buildup to the New World Order. And if we don't get mobilized, it's going to take over. It's launching its big assault now. And this emergency they're setting up will never end and will only get deeper and darker. You will instantly be poor. You will instantly have less medical care. You will instantly be a prisoner and not have mobility. You will instantly have them medically come force hundreds of vaccines into your body, and you will slowly die. You see, when they start giving people vaccines and folks start getting sick and dying from it, they know they can't cover it up, just like the UN World Health Organization said last December, 5 months ago. Remember what they said. We played the clips here probably 20 times. The head of the World Health Organization over virology, the actual head medical doctor, not the Marxist communist Chaicom operative from Ethiopia. She said, we have a front line that's wobbly. They know it's hurting people. There's a cover up. Well, see, the answer is just come out and say, you're all dead if you don't take this. And yeah, a lot of you are going to die. And by the way, it's going to reduce your fertility. So that's why Gates came out this weekend and said, yeah, 700,000 people have bad side effects. What? It's not 1 out of 10,000 have bad effects. You divide that into 7.5 billion, yeah, you get 700,000. It's tens of millions. So I know I cover this stuff, and it sounds fantastical. But you know who listens to it and knows it's true? It's the Pentagon, because the Pentagon has been tasked in compartmentalization in the last 100 years under this eugenics cult. It took over about 100 years ago in the U.S. It's only in power for about 20 years fully. Got discredited after Hitler, so they had to go underground. The Pentagon's had to carry a lot of this out, compartmentalized. So the Pentagon knows about it, but I can tell you doesn't like it. And so Trump and the patriots in our government have been waiting for an awakening to have a chance to turn this around and fix it. But they need us to have courage, and they need us to not freak out when Trump comes out and says, okay, traitors in our government transferred the weapons to China. They hit us with them. They did this to take us down, but we're arresting all these people, and they're going to get tried. But it's okay. We're open for business again. We're not going to go to war with China, but we're going to shut off economic operations with them. And if they want to launch another bio attack, we're going to have a war with them. Because we're already there. China's already moving in to invade Taiwan right now. They've announced it. They're already launched this bio attack with the deep state. Look at the timing, the background. I told you it came out of the lab. I told you they would shut the economy down and the West and East Coast would hold us hostage. I know the enemy, folks. I know their operations. I live this, okay? And they're pissed because Trump is quietly arresting the Chinese communist agents and their collaborators by the hundreds. I'm not an authoritarian. This is an authoritarian attack by a foreign government. And an emergency like this, they're trying to have an emergency that takes all of our rights permanently. We need to have quick, decisive action to cut off the foreign enemy influences and simply decapitate them instead of playing games with this. I'm not the one up here telling patriots to go kill people. I'm not going to go kill anybody. I'm saying to Trump and the Pentagon, listen, that's the best, quickest move. You can't play patty cake with these people, and you know that. China's going to move into Taiwan before the end of the year, probably sooner. And they've got sleeper cells all over the damn country. We're totally overrun. All you can do is decapitate the leadership of the People's Liberation Army and their Communist Party and their operatives. It's all you can do. Yeah, it's good to try to fire the head of the World Health Organization. It's that's a good start. Identify the enemy. But Chinese communists kill our operatives in China. And their argument is, it's our country, don't be here. So all I'm saying is that we don't have a lot of time to play games. Let me just stop there. I'm just being a realist here, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we are. We're under a globalist attack and an axis of evil with Chi-Coms. And you take their leadership out, and all the media and all the cowards and all their collaborators are going to run for the hills like cockroaches at 3 a.m. when you turn the light on. They are going to haul ass, and then the emergency's turned off. Bill of Rights is back. Country turns on. We'll export American freedom everywhere. It's great. But they're using the fact that they don't believe that we'll make that move, or that the media doesn't believe we'll make that move. Make that move. It's one of the only, it's the best move we've got. And if Trump thinks he can balance this and finagle it and do all this, more power to him. But I don't see that. I see every time we defeat their operations, they just launch a bigger attack exponentially. Every attack gets logarithmically larger. And so the next attack, well, a bioweapon 10 times worse? A nuke in D.C. during the State of the Union? I mean, Congress shouldn't be in session in the buildings. The president should never be in D.C. now. He should be moving around the country. I mean, we're in a total war, people. And that said, I told you the virus will create the depression and the lockdown of the civilization, ladies and gentlemen. So you better be concerned about that. You better be ready with guns and ammo if the president doesn't make the right moves and we go into a civil war the globalists want. You've got to be ready with the Patriot governors and others. If the globalists get the federal government, then we'll have another original type civil war. This isn't even a civil war. This is just idiots that don't know that there's a war going on who join with Chinese globalist propaganda against their own interests in their own country. I don't know what you call this. Just a bunch of collaborator morons trying to sabotage their own country for a horrible authoritarian state that's killed 100 million people. They think you're weak. They think you're stupid. They're making a move on you right now. And again, I'll say this. We have storable food back in stock again, and they're down to 4 to 6 weeks to ship new orders. If you don't have storable foods, you're insane. And most of the companies are sold out or they're selling you crap. We have the biggest, best company. They had to pause sales for a while to get caught up, get the orders out. They're actually ahead of schedule, getting almost all their orders out. Some, they're just on time. But now they told me, well, it's really about 4 weeks on new orders now, but don't say that. We're just saying six so people don't get pissed. Well, okay, 6 weeks, folks. Get your orders in, InfoWarsStore.com, and you're getting it at about one-fifth the cost of the same stuff at the grocery store, and it's getting delivered to you. And it's not for the virus, folks. It's for economic collapse, total insanity, and getting ready. I've actually finally gone out to the farm and, you know, put a trailer on it and a well and got myself together. And I procrastinated forever. Things are so bad, I've got to be ready to, they turn the lights out, get with everybody, go out to the countryside and try to, you know, hope somehow we take the government back. But we may lose the whole damn thing, folks. We may have to go to the hills ourselves. We either make them go to the hills or we go to the hills. It's down to that. America is fighting for its damn life right now. Ugh. Listening to the Alex Jones Show, only way this dog hunts is when you spread the word about the local radio and TV stations you're watching and listening to, and you tell people about band.video and infowars.com/show. When you do that, it changes the world. So here's what's happening. Communist China, working with the deep state, was losing its trade war. Trump was getting control of the federal government and actually starting to arrest communist Chinese agents, like the head of the biology department at Harvard. They shut down the Confucius societies and over 200 major universities, including the University of Texas. The communist Chinese were in such incredible control even 2 years ago that if you were a military veteran, even with master's degrees, they would run your background and the database at UT and they would not hire you to even fix the sprinklers. That's how controlled we are. The globalists use China to move our industry, our jobs, then to launder money, and then to project that power back to buy up Hollywood to get full control to buy up our debt. Trump and America was waking up. We were reversing all of that. And so they launched the bio attack. Now, remember, we told you it came out of the Wuhan bioweapons lab. We told you that Fauci and the NIH in 2012 through 2015 transferred the weapons to them. A chimera cold virus, highly transmittable, with nanotech gain of function viral miniaturization technology. It then had chimera insertion points on it so that it could be mutated rapidly by the Chi-Coms and mixed in with the bats, who were then ground up and fed to piglets. And the piglets that died, meaning they got sick and had the viral bloom, would then be fed to other piglets and then to fed to dogs to create a zoological transfer. It's very hard to get species to species with a new virus, but that's how they were able to do it. And last week I told you it's about to come out that China launched this. That's why they said, okay, here's documents that China leaked to the Daily Mail. You can see that. MI6 was that it leaked to them. It's the Daily Mail. To then come out and say, oh, the U.S. transferred it to them. It's the U.S.'s fault. That was China saying, we're going to come out and admit that Fauci and the NIH and Obama and Hillary did this with us. And Trump's like, great, continue that. And that's what I advised the president and the White House to do is good, fry them and let it just all start coming out. And that's now what's happened. The only course is the truth here. The only course is leveling with the public. You got to do it incrementally, but Trump is rapidly leveling with people. And it's a good thing. Trump's for real, folks. But I wouldn't be surprised if they don't put a bullet at him any day now. I mean, this country is in dire straits. You better be on your knees any chance you can praying to Jesus. I mean, and praying for Trump and praying for the country and the world to wake up and praying for InfoWars, by the way. I mean, the globalists have got a gun to my head if I don't turn against America and turn against Trump and everything. And I told them, pull the trigger. And, you know, the point is that there's not just evil in this universe. And I guess I've passed a lot of tests, but passing that latest one, let's just say, really got the White House's attention. Because almost everybody else rolls over, folks. And that isn't me up here saying, oh, look, I'm tough. I didn't roll over. The country is in a war, people. You don't sell out to occupiers that are bringing tyranny. It'd be one thing if the occupiers had better science and were better than us and we were bad. Like the Russians at first were like, we hate communists. Hey, Nazis, save us. So they found out the Nazis were even worse. They're like, let's kill these Nazis. You know, it'd be one thing if we were getting conquered by something better. I'd be like, yeah, let me join your military. No, no, no. We're getting conquered by pure evil. So it's not courage to not back down. It's self-preservation. That's why I look at people against Trump and against America and for communist China and the Washington Post and Bezos praising Xi Jinping and saying, please destroy Trump, close quote. And I just go, America made you $160 billion. And it did all this, and then you just side with it, side with evil against America. I'm digressing. The point is that here's what's important. They're now admitting that the weapon came out of Wuhan. And now they're trying to spin it after all the denials and after all the deplatforming and Zero Hedge being kicked off Twitter for posting Indian and German and other major institutes looked at the virus. They went, is it fake? It'd be like a pig with a duck's head growing off the back and with a ostrich head off the side and you know, lion's claws or something. I mean, obviously it's a chimera, folks. That's, you know, from Greek mythology, an animal of three different creatures. This thing's five different creatures. Was four. Now they, of course, as I predicted, it just keeps mutating and opening up and doing new things. because it's a very sophisticated weapon. And we can speculate about what it's going to do in phase two and phase three and, you know, all the rest of it. But let's just say this. You better be getting your immunity ready. But the main target is the economy and the free world. And so, yes, we have been totally vindicated hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times with what we cover and what we do here, because we're dialed into how the real world actually operates. I mean, all you got to do is type in with a prefix, Infowars.com, into a search engine. Infowars.com will search the site. And then you just put COVID-19 is a bioweapon from the Wuhan lab. And you'll get dozens of videos and articles from 2 months ago and 9 weeks ago and 10 weeks ago. We're on record. I know you all heard it ad nauseum. I'm just explaining that so that folks understand that we're not just up here making this up and that we know what we're talking about. So let me then tell you the rest of the story and what is going to be coming and unfolding after that if we don't make some of the right moves into the future and really recognize what we're facing. Because we're on record explaining that the Democrats are getting talking points from the United Nations, Big Pharma, it's at the heart of the New World Order, and the Chi-Coms, and that Twitter and Facebook let the Chi-Coms operate however they want, as vicious as they want, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, against the American people, and then block out any news or information that's truthful or accurate about how you can prepare yourself, how you can protect yourself, how you can boost your immune system, about the origin of the virus, about the cover-up, about the World Health Organization being on the payroll of the Chi-Coms, and how they had a director of the World Health Organization that worked for Xi Jinping, and the huge scandals that have gone on there, and all of it. That's the big issue. And that's where this is going. And if we don't do that, and if we don't explain that the Democrats are holding the nation hostage with the globalists under their directives, we don't have a hope. We're up against hardcore authoritarians with major countries backing them, with a media bought and paid for, trained to hate the very country they live in, trained to hate their own 401k, trained to hate their own children, trained to literally just not even operate in reality, but to say and do whatever they're told. They are meat puppets. So how do we break the globalist blockade? How do we stop them? How do we wake people up? How do we get folks out of their trance? Well, evidence shows it's already starting to happen. But quite frankly, we need to spend our time exposing the fact and Zero Hedge and a few others were the first to break that the COVID-19 bioweapon that's got half the planet on lockdown, directed by the UN and the Chi-Coms, originated from Wuhan. I'm not up here saying we told you this first to go, oh, look, we're great. We know what's coming next. The lockdown of the economy, the mutiny of the Democrat states directed by the globalist, the total depression, the overthrow of Trump, ongoing, unending martial law that you would never put up with, but, oh, it's because of a virus. This is their plan. If they just killed Trump up front or crashed the economy up front, they wouldn't get away with it. But if they have a virus as their cover, they can. David Knight's still here. I saw him out there in the hall. If he can, I want him to pop in maybe at 12:15, come up about 30 minutes for a segment, because we just did a little bit of searching this morning. And look at these headlines from Infowars.com. January 29th, coronavirus, Chinese espionage behind Wuhan bioweapon. And then he lays out the arrest of the Harvard biology head, how it's out of the Wuhan level 4 bioweapons lab. Earliest report we can find is David Knight. January 31st, coronavirus contains HIV insertion, stoking fears over artificially created bioweapon. Infowars.com, Zero Hedge, a major Indian universities. We're just reporting the truth. But see, the Indian university got threatened with all their funding being pulled. Didn't pull the research, just said we've been ordered to. And then now the Indian government says they believe China launched it on purpose. Creator of U.S. Bioweapons Act says coronavirus is biological warfare weapon. That, of course, is Dr. Boyle on this show and other publications February 4th. And he specifically laid out the Fauci NIH transfers 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16. Program ending when Trump got in 2017. White House asked scientists to investigate whether 2019 Incova was bioengineered. That was its earlier name. February 8th. Infowars.com, Zero Hedge. And then it just goes through all the interviews with Boyle on the show going back into early February. Full transcript of Smoking Gun Bombshell interview. Professor Francis Boyle exposes the bioweapons origins of the COVID-19 coronavirus. He'll be joining us in the third hour. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. Oh, months later, Senate Intelligence Committee, Pentagon, all say word for word what we did. Again, why do you think they want us off the air? Because we research and we have the experts on that are silenced. And we have a track record of like 97% accuracy. And by the way, you think I like being accurate like this? I don't like this. I wish COVID-19 didn't exist. I wish we all lived forever. But if it is going to exist, I wish it was naturally occurring. You think I want to go to war with the Chi-Coms? You think I want to have to go up against these people and have the Democrat dug-in party literally harassing my crew, harassing me, trying to put me in prison behind the scenes, running around engaged in every crime you can imagine and never getting in trouble because they've still got the media and the banks and most of the Justice Department, and they are just lawless trash who literally hate America and believe what they're doing and that Xi Jinping's good and that Trump's bad and that I'm bad. And they publicly say, please destroy Trump. I have crew that one crew member has worked here 18 years. His sister will not talk to him because he works here now. And she says she hopes Xi Jinping crushes us. She worships Xi Jinping. These are sick people, folks. These are sick people. Now, you know, I've talked about what's coming next if we don't turn this around, and so much of it's already here. When I look at the Democrats openly, when Trump keeps things shut down, they say, okay, you're a good president now. You're a good president now. And the minute he tries to reopen things, they go, oh, you're a horrible person. You're going to kill everybody. COVID-19's your fault. When they were the ones that tried to get it over here. Because a common sense thing is, we think a bioweapon's gotten out or something really bad. Well, you block where it comes from. You quarantine that. You don't quarantine everyone. It's the analogy of lowering your drawbridge for an enemy army to enter your castle. But then you run around with troops while the drawbridge is open. And the troops go to the homes of the villagers and point swords at them and say, stay in your beds. And like there's barbarians like running around battle axing people. But they're pointing swords at the people inside the castle. Well, that's because they work with the globalists. They work with the barbarians. They work with those sacking our country. This is a psychological warfare takeover. They couldn't beat us in World War I or World War II. The globalists couldn't get what they wanted. That's what world domination is, globalism. They didn't just invent it in the last 60 years. And so when I look at all this and how the mainstream media dutifully covered up when it came out it was a bioweapon, and good universities were prestigious, scanned it, went, wow, this is man-made, conclusive. And others looked at it and said, yeah, peace shuttle genes, where they did the gene editing, the RNA editing, 100% conclusive. Even more conclusive than, say, taking your front teeth out in their dentures. Like, are these real teeth? Are these, well, they take them out their dentures. Mine aren't dentures. I'm saying it's an analogy. I mean, it's totally fake, hands down. We've known that for 9 weeks. It's not that we're that smart. It's that we'll tell the truth. All the rest of the media, when they knew it, in fact, that's in the AP report, leaked from the World Health Organization to the Associated Press. We're not denying it, that they knew and covered it up. And then the head of the World Health Organization, an admitted communist, his party affiliation is Communist Party, Ethiopia. He was involved financing bombings on Christian churches. On record, he's proud of it. The guy will blow your churches up, okay? Even better just to say you can't go in them. This man got in Trump's face and said, do not block flights from China. It's xenophobic. And taking orders from his bosses, up crawled the little spider Biden to repeat it was xenophobia. Remember that just 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago? That's who these people are, and that's what they think of you. It's just flabbergasting. And we're going to sit here. You go outside Austin, that's a blue pit. Nobody's wearing masks. Everyone knows it's a joke. Over 70 counties don't even have one COVID-19 case. There's 9 dead in Austin. All of them had pre-existing conditions. But see, people say, well, Alex, you say it's an emergency. We should get ready, prepared. Yeah, because we're already in a depression globally. It's going to get really bad now. How bad it gets is up to what we do now, because it's a death sentence to the third world. Tens of millions will starve to death conservatively in the next year. The numbers they have in Associated Press are like, oh, 2 million are starving right now. Extra because of this. Those are real people dying. So going under the peer pressure of wearing a mask or playing along with this is suicide. That's why we will have demonstrations in Austin for the governor to reopen things immediately. And I'll announce them soon. I've just been waiting for the people to be ready and to start having mass demonstrations all over the country. We can roll some B-roll footage if you like. This amazing drone footage. It's on InfoWars.com. Stunning aerial footage of Michigan lockdown protest. And the people just said no, and they came in and they filled it up and they took over the Capitol and they told the crazed governor to stop it. This is the answer. And now we're in a civil war with the globalist openly trying to block our economy reopening, saying corporations in an alliance with blue states and cities under the UN direction will not open until the UN says so. So Trump goes after the head of the UN because that's a globalist who's been caught covering up the bioweapon release and trying to get the Chinese into the country when they had it to spread it to do this. But because Trump ignored what they said and ignored the federal judges and blocked the Chinese coming in, it was much less. And now they don't have the big death toll these dirty filthies wanted, do they? These scum. That guy shouldn't be fired. He should be arrested on war crimes of bioweapons. And after he's convicted, hang his ass by the neck until dead. And I want to go overthrow China and hang Xi Jinping's ugly ass as well. You attack us with weapons, you die. Nuremberg trials are coming. Get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, spread the word about the live transmission. You are Paul Revere's. Gentlemen, we are back live, and I have been so hot and heavy on the news of which I'll cover when we come back in the next segment, that I've not gotten into some of the most important areas that need to be covered just for listeners and just for viewers, and it's a very symbiotic message, and I've been so busy I've not had time to cut ads, so I'm going to cut an ad live right here on air right now. Look, Look, my superpower, as I've said many times, is just telling it like it is and not holding back from people. And the more powerful the broadcast, the more serious the time that we're in, the more I tend to not plug products that we have for sale. Even though those are products that people absolutely need and that are critical for them to have. And when you talk about storable food, now is the time for everybody to have storable food. Now is the time for people to understand that this whole system is about making you dependent on them. That's why they're trying to ban stores selling non-GMO heirloom seeds, saying that's not essential. It's about getting full control over the people. And I know that all of you understand that. I just want to encourage all of you to get high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com and to understand that most of the other companies out there that say they have storable food that's available do not have it. This is high-quality food. They had to pause food sales for a while to get the orders out that they had. They opened up some other big factories. It's high quality. It's the best price you're going to find. They're ready to take your orders again. And it's not about the virus. It's about the economy and the civil war and the globalists and what's coming in the future. And this is storable food that's high quality, that's packaged the best you're going to find, and that lasts 25 years. And yes, your purchase then funds this operation, and money in the fight against the globalist is so incredibly important for us to do what we do here as well. It's the reason we've been able to stay on air under Democratic Party attacks, dirty tricks, and so much more. It has been a very, very strong defense for us. So buying your supplements, buying your vitamins, your minerals, getting your water filtration, getting your air filtration at InfoWarsStore.com is how we're able to stay on air. Plus, these are things that you really need. And with how crazy the world is right now, with how insane it is such a no-brainer to say to you, folks, you need to get high-quality storable foods. You need to protect yourself and your family. Storable food, water filtration is right up there with firearms. And the only thing above that is having a relationship with God and having your soul in order. And so I got to tell you, I've not ever gone out and gotten a piece of property or gotten ready, even though I knew it was needed, because I've been on so much on the offense. And I still think we're going to win this fight. But the last few weeks, I knew all this was coming. And I have to do it for my children. And I just can't be in Austin during this type of stuff. And so in case they're able to have the full shutdown of the economy happen and beyond even depression, I went ahead and talked to some family and has some property and stuff and have gone and helped get that ready and everything and have got that stocked up and prepared. So for the first time ever, I have had to actually move into defense mode and prepare a retreat. Okay, so that's how horrible all this is, because they're going to just shut media down completely if they remove Trump. They're going to use that as the backdrop for the martial law that's going to happen. And then they're going to put out false charges against most of the leadership of the resistance and send in special leftist units. And, of course, everyone will resist when the units go to get you, and then it'll all be killed. And so that's the plan. And so, you know, if things go in that way, folks are not going to be dug in just waiting for that to happen. Obviously, a lot of folks out there, I don't really know them. I just know how things work, or planning their own counter-offensive systems, rocking us away for communists to come after us. But that's where the country is. You're in a total civil war, lawlessness, total evil, mutinous blockades of the West and East Coast, run by Chi-Coms that killed 100 million people. So they mean business, so do we. But for my children, for my family, I'm a talk show host. I'm not going to be a military leader in this fight. I am preparing my evacuation. You always prepare an evacuation at times like this. Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide, I'm Alex Jones, your host. And these criminal globalists have this country in a stranglehold. And so many Americans love the cowardice. They love getting into it. They love being roped like a dope. They enjoy it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm unable to do the show at this point. More and more I'm unable to do it. I just can't do it. There's not a fighting spirit is the problem in America. And I just, it's like the, everybody's in a daze. And a lot of people are waking up. So, I should be more positive. But I've got some special reports I'm going to air, and I'm going to decide if I'm coming back or not. This isn't some new drama thing I'm doing. It's just people don't know the times they're living in. They don't understand the reality that we're under foreign attack with collaborator traitors holding the nation hostage with a bioweapon they cooked up in Wuhan, released on us, covered up while it spread, and then they blame our country and our president and are trying to put us in a permanent depression and put deadly vaccines in us from the very people that launched the bio attack. If that doesn't piss you off, nothing will. Now, I just don't know anymore. And you look how childlike and stupid people are everywhere. And they just don't have any light in their eyes because they watch TV all day and they live in a fantasy land. And so people are in a sleep state, a dull, entertainment-induced sleep state while we're under total attack by a bunch of globalist predators. It's unbelievable. Here's a little piece that Darren McBreen put together, 5G conspiracy theory debunked. It's pretty funny. It's not very good for radio. But we're TV-centric, even though most of our audience is radio. There's not really ever a thought going into the fact that we're mainly audible. It's always visual. But see, that's a target distortion issue. And then also, we have other key reports here that I want to get to. There's a really good report, Trump versus the anti-zinc media. That's pretty good, too. So we'll air that, too. That's clip 11 after we play the other clip. Here it is.
Have you heard 5G causes coronavirus? Well, here's where the claim first came from. It's from this Facebook post from March 19th. The poster claims to have done some research and made a map overlaying the new 5G towers with the COVID-19 cases, then claims how it's weird the towers are right by the hotspots. Well, first, the poster only used AT&T's tower data, no other company. Two, where those towers are, they're based on population density. So where there are more people, there are going to be more cases of COVID-19. And three, there is just no evidence to support the poster's claim. So this is false. 5G towers are not causing coronavirus.
Nothing to see here, please.
The zithromycin and zinc, they say zinc. You should add zinc. Now, it's all has to be recommended by doctors, physicians, but they say zinc. I want to throw that out there because that's where they seem to be having the best result. So you add the zinc and the zithromycin, and we've had a lot of good stories. Able to open with a big bang and open up our country, or certainly most of our country, and I think we're going to do that. So,
all right, we want to cut in here. There's two things the president has said in the last 15 minutes that we think is worth trying to explain or fact check here. One was on a medical recommendation that the president was making about the use of zinc. And if you were confused, that's why we have Dr. Gupta here. Dr. Gupta, explain the what your best you could understand what the president was talking about when it came to zinc.
The comments about zinc were mystifying. There's no evidence I've seen in the literature suggesting zinc, in addition to hydroxychloroquine, would be helpful. So I think this is another one of those unknowns.
You will always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises.
If you do feel ill, what do? Zinc is a great idea. You mentioned it earlier.
We started out with hydroxychloroquine and then the azithromycin. But then doing some of our research, we found that there could have been some benefit by adding zinc to that regimen.
Zinc has been found to block the RNA-dependent RNA polymerase. Check out this paper titled Zinc Inhibits Coronavirus and Arterivirus RNA Polymerase Activity in Vitro and Zinc Ionophores Block the Replication of These Viruses in Cell Culture.
Despite a new but still not peer-reviewed study out today identifying 69 drugs that might be effective against the virus, what's lacking is a solid body of evidence that any of them work and are safe.
State Representative Karen Whitsitt found out she had the virus the day her friend and colleague Isaac Robinson died from it. She has underlying health issues and was going downhill fast.
And I thank God that the President of the United States mentioned that drug because it did save me.
That drug is hydroxychloroquine, which is undergoing trials at Henry Ford.
What we're finding clinically with our patients is that it really only works in conjunction with zinc. So the hydroxychloroquine opens a zinc channel, zinc goes into the cell, it then blocks the replication of the cellular machinery. So it has to be used in conjunction with zinc. We are seeing some clinical responses in that regard.
So here we have a molecule of zinc, but it's hard for it to enter the cell. So these scientists, they had to add a molecule called PT, which is an ionophore. Now, what does an ionophore do? Well, actually, it makes the cell wall permeable for zinc. It grabs the zinc and pretty much carries it through the cell wall. And here's what they found. In their experiments, they used SARS-CoV, the pathogen causing SARS. And they found that if they added more zinc to their experiments, less viral RNA was produced.
So you're prescribing it, and it is working for COVID-19 patients.
Every patient I prescribed it to has been very, very ill, and within 8 to 12 hours, they were basically symptom-free.
Do we know anything even close to definitively where you would feel comfortable telling your friend, Chris, let's go with it?
You know, there aren't any proven medications right now, and I should point out a couple things. One is that we don't have the evidence that it works. Evidence is important here.
So there was a study from France that showed that a medication called hydroxychloroquine, or the brand name is called Plaquenil, together with the antibiotic azithromycin, killed 100% of the virus in a test tube. Not in the person, in a test tube. And then there were some studies from South Korea that showed that the use of hydroxychloroquine with the mineral zinc was also somewhat helpful. So what I did was I combined the two approaches, and I made a three-drug regimen combining zinc with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, and I can explain to you why.
You can see that increasing doses of chloroquine caused increasing concentrations of zinc inside the cell.
The comments about zinc were mystifying.
But if you look at the overall statistics, if out of those 200 patients that I treated, statistically, 20 should have died. And many more should have been in the respirator. Even if you take a low ball estimate, you say 5% mortality, so 10 should have died and maybe 20 on a respirator. My results are that 0 died and only 2 on a respirator, which is terrible, but still it's a significant order of magnitude improvement.
And the entire treatment course of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and the antibiotic azithromycin took just 5 days and cost $20.
All right, we want to cut in here. There's two things the president has said in the last 15 minutes that we think is worth trying to explain or fact check here. One was on a medical recommendation that the president was making about the use of zinc. And if you were confused, that's why we have Dr. Gupta here.
I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
By the way, Alex Jones here back live. Total transparency, total reality here. The crew is awesome. And I'm being a jerk on air and off air right now. Okay? And I pray to God to make me not be like this. I was so angry yesterday driving back from having to get an emergency area ready for my family that I literally had to pull over the side of the road and just pray to God to have me have peace, because I'm not afraid. And I don't feel sorry for myself. I'm really angry, more angry than I've ever been, that this is so ridiculously obvious. A bioweapon launched by the deep state against America to stop our recovery and to stop getting our country back and to bring in forced inoculations and medical tyranny. And to now have a civil war alliance of the East and West Coast against the Midwest and against America and saying we're never reopening and the politicians laughing and smiling like they just had orgasms or won the lottery? It's outrageous. Imagine a movie like this. You'd go see it and say, this would never happen. It's so villainous. It's so ridiculous. And then when I get up here and I cover all the times we told you this first, I don't do it again to go, oh, look, we're really, I'm doing it to say, now the next thing I'm going to tell you is going to happen. In fact, I haven't had the crew search. How many listeners have heard us the last 8-9 weeks say they'll never reopen? The blue cities and blue states, West and East Coast, will lock America down, and they will never let Trump reopen, and they will think the public's so ignorant that they'll say one coronavirus death's too much. We never open until that martial law house arrest. They started saying it within 4 weeks. You can predict either I know their battle plan, or they just listen to the show and go, this guy's a really dystopian person. We'll take us. No, that's not, because I have their Rockefeller Foundation reports, like Lockstep and others, salivating about worldwide authoritarianism. These are words they use. Global government. Digital tattoos. Again, I'm pissed because this is a normal response to having your entire country. A lot of people don't care about, quote, rights. They just care about prosperity. Well, the rights come before the prosperity and generate it. It's like, I don't care about gasoline. I just like my Ferrari. Well, without gasoline, that car don't roll. Without freedom, there's no damn fuel. And I don't like being raped. I don't like being dominated. I don't like having my ass kicked. Let me tell you something. Our country's getting its ass kicked right now. China's open for business. Germany's opening back up for business. It's all about shutting us down, folks. And as Nigel Farage came out and said, his new cause after Brexit's mine too, told the crew this 2 weeks ago, is going to be reopening America and what we've got to go through to do this. David Knight's with us for the rest of the hour. I have a stack of articles, a stack of videos. I haven't. One thing is I get ready for hours for the show, just like David does. And I've counseled David. He gets mad behind the scenes, too, to not study so much. I know that sounds like an oxymoron. It sounds stupid. But we read so much stuff and are all totally loaded before we come on the show with information. And then you're so pissed that it's hard to even operate. And because we do care, folks, we're not psychopaths. And I know you aren't either. That's why we're here together. But without even looking today, I've got a whole bunch of articles about fakeness. Look at this. Mother enraged by face mask ad claiming her whole family died of COVID-19. Turned out that baby that died of it was smothered by the babysitter. None of it's real, folks. Look at this one. UK hospitals 4 times emptier than usual. The most empty ever because there's no one there. It's the anecdotal videos all over is true. David's here. We got 5 minutes to break. We're going to go over all this. But how seismic is it, David, that here's the first article we can find before Zero Hedge, before anybody. And we love Zero Hedge. Chinese espionage behind Wuhan bioweapon. David Knight and your great report about that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing, Alex. I went back. I could go back so far. We had to get help from the band.video guys to get back. It was actually the 23rd. This is the 29th. Before that, I pointed out, I said, you know, they're talking about this being in Wuhan. Well, you know, it's interesting that they have their one and only biosafety level 4 lab was opened up there in the same city. And then about a day after that, on the 23rd, Daily Mail said, hey, look, it was one or 2 days after that, said, look, it's really close to that market that they said was coming out there. And then after that, we found out that, oh, yeah, they've got some employees who've been selling animals. You know, like I said today, Pinky and the Brain. You know, they sell them at the market, make a little bit of money. There's a lot of ways that this could be out of that area. And then about a week later, when this article came out, that was when the NIH and the Department of Defense arrested that Harvard professor who, interestingly enough, had been brought in by the Chinese to set up the lab. They paid him about $1.5 million to set up the lab, and they gave him about $50,000 a month, about $158,000 living expenses as well. They paid him a lot of money to essentially set this up, and he's now been arrested for espionage. So when we look at this, here's the thing I'm concerned about, Alex. I said this morning. There's essentially a Cold War is developing around this. That's fine. We need to understand what the Chinese are and how they will use this type of stuff. But what I'm concerned about is that as we see these depressions being manufactured, this is a Great Depression that's been manufactured. How are we going to get out of this? Because we already had a massive bubble that had been baked into the economy before from the collapse in 2008. I don't know if they're going to be able to get out of this depression without a war. Typically, when we have a fourth
coming, that's right. And I hope all the leftists remember you asked for this, jerks.
That's right.
You popped the bubble, you little pieces of trash.
That's the thing I'm concerned about.
I mean, all you leftists want war. You're getting it now, idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Charlton Heston when he finds out he's back on Earth and he goes, you blew it all up. You bastards. God damn you to hell.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just what in the hell is your problem? But David, I want to go over all this and what's coming in the future and the blockades and everything. But what about breaking that? Obviously, at the timing, it's not an accident. They lose a trade war.
No.
It's transferred. Bill and Melinda Gates want the power. They've got the virus patented. This is the rollout to take out the West. Now, it's failing. The Pentagon and Trump know it's fake. We know it's fake. The UN head is about to, but you're right. This is leading to war, brother.
The real
war. I hope you're all happy, leftists. And your little armchairs, your little SJW nest, your little Maoist brigades, and your little weird, sick love affair with Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping is as close to Satan as you'll ever get, dumbasses. And you grow up in this country having no respect for the basic freedom you have that you've now destroyed. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing I was concerned at the very beginning, I said, look, when you look at what China is doing, shutting that down, and again, I have questions about, at the time I said, we don't know how dangerous this is. Is it bioengineered? Probably. However, what is really being done is the social engineering. And once they set down the example that they're going to lock down an entire city, and then they did other cities after that. But remember, we had millions of people get out of Wuhan before they locked it down. You didn't see this happening in the other cities to that extent. Basically nothing happened there. But as this pattern began to be rolled out in Italy and Spain, and then they wanted to bring it to the United States.
It was all choreographed by the UN and Xi Jinping.
Exactly. That's the real false flag. The shutdown is the false flag. This is just an excuse that's behind it. And when we look at, we just had an Israeli mathematician, a former general, come out and say, I reported this today. He said, it doesn't matter what you do. He's looked at all the different countries, and he says, whether you go total draconian or you do nothing at all, it lasts for about 40 days at 70 days. It peaks in 40 days. 70 days, it goes to about zero. It doesn't matter what you do.
And that's what virologists always say. They always run their course.
Yeah, yeah. It's the as far as law. It goes back to 1840.
All right, let's talk about what's coming next. Juice boy.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-oh, Ghost Riders in the sky, an old cowboy.
I am so angry right now because we're being totally raped that I'm having trouble containing myself, but David Knight is on fire on air and off air. David, you were pointing out FEMA has leaked to the Washington Post what they're planning. Has nothing to do with the virus. It's all about a psyop. They are going to roll out the mask now and then say you have to wear a mask until the end of the year. That way you physically get used to doing things to your body. The government tells you, so you take the forced inoculation less than a year from now. They're like, oh, we got it out early. And so you accept them being in your body. You absolutely must say no to this. But some people, because of their jobs, are going to be forced to do it. We are already rush manufacturing Infowars.com mask, and we're also rush manufacturing some that say COVID-19 is hoax so that you can exercise this out in the open. I'm going to go to local stores as soon as I have time wearing a Gore mask, a paper bag over my head. This is all ridiculous. It's an act of subservience. That's why I told my wife and family, I said, buy 6 months extra food to supplement the food we have. We're not going to the stores. We're going to boycott these guys during this. David, I mean, just tell people what's coming next under this mind control. We told them it's man-made. We told them China released it. We told them the death numbers are way under what they said they were. Now they're 90%+ under what their worst estimates, their best estimates. I mean, this is a psyop by the deep state, the medical tyranny, the Chi-Coms, and the UN. And I think Trump moving to get rid of the World Health Organization head and pointing out that the AP admits they were caught covering up for China, that this was coming out of their lab. This is exactly where Trump needs to go.
Well, I just talked about it this morning, talking about the World Health Organization and vaccines. They have their Immune Agenda 2030, and this is the fourth draft they just did on April the 2nd, and they want vaccines, everyone, everywhere, every age. That's their slogan for the IA 2030, Immune Agenda. So it goes right along with the UN Agenda 2030. They've just taken out the climate change aspect of this, and they've substituted the what they want to do with the coronavirus. But it's all about the vaccine. But also, Alex, we've been talking about how this has been a long-term plan, not just UN Agenda 21 and the UN 2030 agenda, but also the takeover of the elections, for example. Take a look at Bill Gates and Microsoft. They have been the ones selected by DARPA to run Election Guard. And what does Election Guard do? Well, that gives different media organizations, not a story-by-story basis. It's not even fact-checking, but it's just saying, well, we're going to give a blue check to this organization over here, and you don't pay any attention to what these other people do. And that's being run by, that was created by Microsoft for DARPA, and then they also funded Election Guard. Now, if you remember back to the 2016 election, they had some state boards of elections said, hey, we got some probes from people trying to break into our site, and did break in. In fact, they traced that back to the federal government. DARPA is funding Election Guard, and they're saying, well, we're going to make sure the election is honest. They had all this stuff running for a couple of years. It's
so
4 years now.
News Guard and Election Guard.
Election Guard, and now they're telling everybody, now you're not going to be able to vote in person, right? So this is all of these different aspects are coming together. If you go back to the late 1990s when the internet
This is began. How they force us onto digital voting.
That's right.
This is the total revolution onto the AI system.
That's right.
And Trump must resist it.
That's right. You go back to the late 1990s, right? First of all, the internet was designed by a DARPA psychologist, J.C.R. Licklider. But it didn't become practical until the late 1990s. And so when that happened, you had the CIA so eager to help to fund the right kind of tech companies, people that are going to be working with them, that they created IncuTel. They openly created a venture capital firm. But in addition to that, you had a lot of people who are the NSA and other intelligence organizations that were on the boards of venture capital firms. They helped to create the social media companies now that are controlling speech and the public square. And geospatial intelligence was born about that time as well, became really big. It is the fastest growing part of the intelligence community. Geospatial intelligence has been about activity-based intelligence, mapping out the human domain. What are they doing now, right? As this thing was rolling out in China, before it got to Italy, before they started doing the lockdown in Italy, you had mainstream media stories. As a matter of fact, I think it was AP or Reuters was saying, well, you know, this is kind of creepy when they're doing social distancing, but this is something that we're really going to need for this epidemic as it gets to the West. And that's exactly how they're rolling out all of these different aspects, these things that they've been preparing for decades.
And David, if you look at all this seamlessly being tied together,
yeah,
it's now being used to shut down Main Street, to shut down the average economy, to shut down mom and pops. This is a criminal takeover. And obviously,
Walmart is allowed to stay open, right? But the mom and pops, I had somebody write me and said, I'm a hairstylist and I'm supporting myself, but Walmart right next to me, they're allowed to be open. I'm not allowed to be open because it's about eliminating the middle class, because that's what the communists do. This universal basic income, this monthly check stuff that they've now gotten into a competition between Trump and the Republicans and the Democrats, who can give us some more money? This is about eviscerating you, making you a dependent on the government, and then giving everybody the same amount of money. Just communism writ large.
Do we have that cone of shame clip ready? Okay, so let's talk about this. It's the perfect thing. Set up a control grid that's for terrorists that you finance and protect. Then you use the anti-terrorism grid. They're using the Mossad against the Israelis right now. And they're using the big tech and Apple and Google merging with the new ID. Mm-hmm. And they had it on local ABC News last night in Austin. Oh, this company working with Google and Apple, it can see when people are social distancing. People were doing a better job before Easter. And we got an A+ in Austin. We got a C- after that. People are going out when they're not supposed to. And people are getting too close to other people. They're using your phones in live time. So just like the movie Up, this is a cone of shame like the dog is wearing. And they're all laughing at him. They're just saying, will you wear it? And then when you don't wear the mask out in public, people get in your face. They don't let you in the store. They don't let you in the church. And then next, if you don't hold up your iPhone or your droid, next year showing you have the antibodies, you've had the inoculation with whatever it is Bill Gates and the UN want to put into you, yeah. Well, then you can't come in the church. The mark of the beast. You can't buy. You can't sell. And the church wants to stay open. So it's going to say, sorry, you can't come in. So they're bringing us to heel right now. This is the takeover. We know how the book ends, though. They're going to end up failing. They're going to have their world government for, you know, maybe a year. Whenever this happens, 10 years, 20 years, a year from now. I mean, if we totally collapse, it'll be boom right here, right now. So here's from the movie Up with the Cone of Shame. Wear that mask.
Not you.
What do we do with Doug?
He has lost the bird. Put him in the cone of shame.
I do not like the cone of shame.
Well, you know, that would work pretty good as a face mask, wouldn't it, Alex? Because, you know, it kind of, you know, moves the air.
Oh, I'm going to go to stores as soon as I have time. Like people do, wearing paper bags. Yeah. I'm going to wear a Gore mask.
Yeah,
and then when people get in my face about it, I'm going to go, hey, you said wear a mask. Plus, I love the gloves. For people that don't know, if you work in the medical field, every time you finish a procedure, or if you got to go out of the room to autoclave tools or get medicine for the doctor, you then pull gloves, rewash to go in. Gloves are even better at holding dirt and transmitting it and don't protect you. It's all theater.
Oh, yeah. I've had people write me, say, you know, hey, I was in a store and I didn't have a mask on and I had people yelling and cursing at me. I had another guy who's an engineer said, I've got hay fever. I sneezed and they whisked me off and tested me for COVID because he sneezed. I mean, this is what it's
whisking
to.
You off.
Yeah.
You are a medical doctor in Germany said it's a hoax. This is a very weak virus. They arrested her. They put her in a mental institution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. But, you know, this is what it's come to. And they've gotten the public so afraid that they are demanding this. And this is why people have.
Well, people are getting into it because they're followers. But now they've been told you have power. Henpeck people until they submit. Let's come back, David, and talk about the blockade of the states. Almost no announcement. It's like, oh, we're not going to reopen no matter what Trump does. This is criminal. And this is where the federal government can come in with this intrastate. When states start linking up and telling the federal government what to do, well, now we've entered another wheelhouse. And suddenly the left loves states' rights now, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we have a federalist system, if you can keep it. We'll be right back with David Dunn. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. I've had a lot of very famous people call me in the government, in Hollywood, in the media, and they say, what's it like, Alex? Your stock's gone up. Everyone's marveling that you and your guest were dead on accurate. You must be feeling pretty good right now. And I say to them, is that a joke? You think I feel good about knowing about this attack plan and we failed to stop it? I feel like crap right now. I'm in the most horrible time of my life. We're losing everything we've got. The New World Order is launching the attack we predicted. This is their best plan for success, the medical tyranny. And I'm not bitching at the listeners. I'm not bitching at those people that called me. But everything in the universe is not about how it individually affects you. I'm an individualist. I believe in personal freedom. But if you personally are doing great while everything else goes to hell, that's going to hurt your kids and yourself short term even, not long term. And it's this thinking of, well, I'm not being affected by a stock market crash. Why do I care? When you will be affected by that. So I want to go back to David Knight. He'll be with us riding the shotgun in the next hour with Dr. Francis Boyle, who agrees to the lockdown, but agrees a vaccine is ineffectual and a fraud. And this is a giant police state power grab. So that's a paradox there. He knew it was a bioweapon. He early on exposed it as that. So just because I agree with him on one thing, I don't agree on the other, we're not running a cult here. Now, let me show you from the World Health Organization, Rockefeller cult, a graphic put out in a composite from Encyclopedia Britannica, the World Health Organization, and a whole bunch of other groups. It's on John Hopkins' website. This is COVID-19. 128,000.9 deaths as of yesterday. I think it's up to 134,000 right now. Now, let's look at Ebola. 11,000, MERS, 850, SARS, 770, yellow fever, 150K, swine flu, 200K, 600,000, 18th century great plagues, Japanese smallpox, 1 million. Let's scroll up, though. HIV to present, 35 million. The third plague, 12 million. It goes on. Oh, but oh, look. Look up here. 5.6 million smallpox outbreak. Spanish flu, 40, 50 million. That was 1918, 1919. Plague of Justinian, 50 million. Let's keep going up here. So they can zoom in on that one little area, COVID-19 right here, and they got your whole universe zoomed into this. Give up all your rights, never leave your house again, even though it'll cause a worldwide depression and starve hundreds of millions of death. Just the whole universe is that. And if you've got blinders on, that's all you're looking at is this, you think it's the end of the world. But see, that's how they control your perspective, perception management. You pull back. Let's pull back and show the whole graph. Because you think 50 million dead's bad. Let's open the graph up and go to the top of the pyramid here. When you start going up this graph, put out by the UN itself, you see plagues that killed hundreds and hundreds of millions. And on this graph, COVID-19 is not visible to the naked eye. And this is for TV viewers, radio listeners. We're live right now at Infowars.com/show, band.video. We'll have this posted later so everybody can see it who's a radio listener. But just look at this. You've got all these plagues here. Look at this big daddy right here. 50 million, Spanish flu. They're now in the news saying that this flu, look at the Russian flu, killed 1 million people, 1890. They're saying this is the worst thing to ever hit the planet, and we're at 130,000 down there, and it doesn't even show up to the naked eye. If you blow it up, though, you can see it on screen. There it is, right there for you. So, David Knight, your take on this.
Well, I'm looking at the cholera 6 outbreak that began in the 19th century. And, you know, out of that, and part of what happened with that was in London, they had a very bad public sewer system. And it was a scientist, a mathematician, Farr. That's where they came up with Farr's law. You hear everybody talking about flattening the curve? Well, he was the one who came up with the curve. And it was based on the cholera epidemic. And, of course, one of the things that you could do to stop the cholera epidemic was to, fix the sanitation system.
And for those who don't know, up until the 40s, disease went down to almost zero because we got sanitation. Right. Vaccine comes in a global graph from Australia to Germany to the U.S. Suddenly, with vaccines, disease goes back up. Not the level before, but sanitation comes in. I mean, sewage is in your front yard. There aren't mosquitoes everywhere. You have screen doors. Goes down to almost zero, and then vaccines come in the 40s, goes back up.
Yeah, well, talk about mosquitoes, talk about the Zika virus, which is what the last thing that Fauci was pimping. Go back to 2017. He was whining about the fact that he didn't get another $2 billion from the Republican Senate. And he said, you just wait. Coming up this summer, it's going to come back because you didn't give me the money, and everybody's going to be sick with Zika. That didn't happen. But we go back to the 1840s again, that curve. One of the reasons that Farr was saying for that is because, you know, as you start to develop herd immunity, it's going to come in when there's something new that comes in, a new disease. You're going to have the people who have other health issues, just as we're seeing now with COVID. They're going to be affected primarily and rapidly. So you're going to see a rapid ramp up of that. And then it's going to level off, and then it's going to drop as people get exposed to it, as the vulnerable are taken out. That's just the way
life is.
Well,
let's do a document cam shot right here for TV viewers. Radio listeners, I'll describe it. Look at this. Stanford professor claims coronavirus death rate likely orders of magnitude lower.
Yep.
Orders of magnitude, explain for people that aren't into mathematics or science, orders of magnitude means exponential or logarithmic. Explain.
It's logarithmic. It's order of magnitude is times 10. So each order of magnitude is going to be times 10. So if it's two orders of magnitude, it's going to be 100 times lower, which is exactly what they're looking at. But when you look at these numbers, now they're looking at it and saying, well, it's kind of looking like a regular flu in terms of its fatality rates. One of the things that they did to jack up these fatality rates, they would estimate the number of cases for flu. And we've seen this for flu. They've been jacking up flu, trying to get people to take a flu vaccine. So they would estimate up the number of cases of flu.
Sure, they use people that die of something else. Here it is.
Right.
So let's look at these numbers.
And so now they're pivoting, and you're seeing the flu deaths go down dramatically. You're seeing,
and they're counting those now in the column of COVID-19.
And they just came out with new guidelines saying, hey, if somebody had a respiratory issue, if they died of a heart attack, if they died of something,
Bricks admits that every death of anybody that tests positive, whether it's a heart attack, anything, is counted as that. She admits that on the stand.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It gets worse because they're now admitting that most of the positives are for regular coronaviruses.
That's right. You look at the doctor who is also a state senator in Minnesota. He said, look at the incentivization of this, right? It's not the individual doctors who are doing this, because I just talked about a Texas doctor who stopped a nursing home from becoming another one of these hotspots like they did in Washington to get that happen. He said, look, I gave everybody hydroxychloroquine. I asked him. I had 50-some-odd patients, and 36 of them said,
well,
yeah,
that's
we want
another
that.
Big tell.
Nobody had any side effects. Everybody got well.
That's another big tell. They didn't want anybody to have hope.
Yeah.
Or know about zinc or vitamin D3 or vitamin K or vitamin A.
Or C, yeah.
They didn't want you to have any hope. Saying there's
or
nothing.
Stem cells, even stem cells.
They all right, we got to go to break. We're going to come back, but I just want to tell listeners something. People are like, okay, then why are you pushing supplements? Everybody needs winter sun, 50% off vitamin D and K, period. Everybody needs vitamin mineral fusion, 50% off. Everybody needs X3, about to sell out, very close to selling out, 60% off. Look into X3. Look into good, clean, high-quality iodine and the major deficiencies that are out there. But here's what you really need. You need storable food. And I'm a guy that's all offense. I've now capitulated and, you know, and building the armored redoubt because, I mean, if this communist takeover wins, we're hell on earth's about to happen. So I'm already getting with veterans and the family and all the patriots, and we're digging in, folks. So I think we're going to beat this, but 70% chance, 30% chance, it's all going down. Hell on earth, just get ready and guard yourself for true. Storable food is available, again, InfoWarsStore.com. All the other distributors are lying to you. We have the biggest, we have the best, because the other places can't be trusted. They're the biggest and the best because they do what they say they're going to do. They had to pause sales because they wanted to open more factories and get all the orders out on time or before. Now they've been able to do that, and they are actually ahead of schedule, though they said, please don't say it. And I had to convince them. I said, just admit you're a few weeks ahead. And they go, well, a few orders, we might be right on time, but we are way ahead. It's really 4 weeks, but don't tell them that. And I said, let me tell them 4 to 6 weeks instead of 7. Okay, because people want to know this. It doesn't matter. With what's going down, you'll get the food. This is going to take a month to collapse stuff. Who knows what they're going to run during this crisis? Wear masks for the rest of the year. Try to keep the economy from reopening. They've got the Democrats blockading the East and West Coast. We have folks in Utah and Colorado and other key states. They don't want me to say where all the factories are. With patriots that knew this was coming, ready to get you the food. But you got to get the orders in now. Food is now available again. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And spread the word about InfoWars now. I'll be honest with you. If we don't turn the corner very soon, it's not about finances here. They are going to start wiping the patriots out, and they've already got the hit teams ready. I'm not, folks, you know, I don't just say stuff for no reason. America is fighting for its life right now. If you don't spread these links, I'm telling you, you're aiding the enemy. Segment, Dr. Francis Boyle, who's on record saying it's a man-made bioweapon that he believed leaked out of the lab. Well, now that's the official story. AP, all of we haven't gotten to all that. This is so huge. And you'll be riding shotgun with us for a little bit longer here. David Knight, David, the Democrat governors say, we're not reopening anything. They're doing that for economic devastation. They're also pushing their forced inoculation. They're now admitting that. This is the ingredients for a civil war. What do you expect to see coming next?
Well, I think what's going to happen next is we're going to see, we've been talking about how the TSA was going to roll out to the roads, right? This is also part of the plan. We pointed out TSA was not the Airport Security Administration. It's the Transportation Security. And years ago, when I first started here at InfoWars, they had the Viper teams, remember that, where they were shaking people down at the bus stations and so forth? Now they're talking about having tests. And President Trump floated the idea, well, maybe governors will do tests at the border of their states for people coming in and out. Now, what they're going to do is, as they shut this down, this is an opportunity for us to use the Commerce Clause the way it was really supposed to be used, in my opinion. The Commerce Clause has been abused. It was abused by FDR to force price controls into the inside of the states during the Depression, and it's been used to try to justify the war on drugs, even though they don't have the authority under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. They say, well, we got the Commerce Clause. But we could use the Commerce Clause the way it was intended, which was to make sure that you're not going to have border controls for transportation, that you're not going to have border controls for goods. When we lock down the economy, we've now got two problems, not one. We've got a disease, and I don't think that this disease is as serious as it appeared to be initially. I think we're seeing manipulation of the statistics as we have them saying you're going to count these as deaths instead if you haven't even tested them. And so we see the deaths going up by 10,000 in New York. At the same time, Cuomo is saying, well, you know, we missed it by 100%. He tells Giuliani, we had that story on Infowars.com a couple of days ago. We missed it by 100%. It's kind of like a weather forecast. No, they didn't miss it by 100%. They missed it by anywhere from 200% to 4,000%. They overestimated the hospital beds by 2 times to 10 times on a state-by-state basis. The number of ventilators that they estimated they would need, they overestimated that by a factor of 40. So this is not even a 100% miss. And yet, at the same time, they're trying to jack up the deaths by saying, we're going to count these as deaths, even if we haven't tested the people for COVID. We don't even know that they died. They got multiple issues. They're old as well. And then, oh, they also had COVID. So we'll make that the underlying cause. Now they're stepping it up by saying, we're not even sure that they had COVID. And they've been doing this with the flu for a long time, estimating up the number of cases, estimating up the number of deaths. And then they manipulated the data to show the COVID was going to kill everybody with a higher fatality rate.
Guys, please minimize that. Thank you.
And they tried to minimize it. They tried to maximize the fatality rate and then get everybody afraid about the lethality of it and then tell everybody now you're all going to get it. That's what's got everybody so panicked. That's what has everybody begging for the government to save them. But if we shut everything down, Alex, we are heading into a Great Depression, and the only way we're going to get out of this greater depression is with a world war. That's exactly what they want. They want to melt down the society. They want to impose communism on us. They want to destroy the middle class. This is why I've shut down.
There's no doubt that they're using this for power and control. But at the same time, the reason I was concerned about it is it's clearly man-made. It came out of the weapons lab. That's confirmed. So who's behind that? And we do know it is killing people. And so there's a lot going on here, and I respect you, and I think you've been vindicated on the fact that, you know, they're definitely trying to hype us up for a power grab. The question is, what's coming next in all this? And we're going to have Dr. Francis Boyle coming up with us here today. Again, I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, and we've been really just amazingly on target with our guest with all of this, but there's a paradox here. Yes, they've hyped up the virus to take our rights, but the collapse is the real issue.
Yeah.
In the intelligence community, a limited hangout is the deliberate revelation of some information about malfeasance to try to confuse and/or prevent discovery of other information. In a recent Daily Mail article, the Communist Chinese admit, after 4 months of denial, that the COVID-19 virus resulted from work being done in the Wuhan Institute of Virology and was paid for by the U.S. National Institute of Health, run by none other than Anthony Fauci during the Obama administration. In the article, the CCP admits to harvesting their bats from a single cave in Yunnan, China, thereby vindicating the work of Indian researchers who scanned its genome and found evidence that COVID-19 is a man-made hybrid, also known as a chimera virus. Controversy sparked in 2015 over the creation of a chimeric SARS-like virus at the University of North Carolina. And a moratorium was enacted to end gain-of-function research in the United States. Gain-of-function research involves genetically increasing the transmissibility of deadly pathogens. Immediately following this moratorium, the Obama administration and the National Institute of Health under Dr. Anthony Fauci outsourced the work to the Wuhan Virology Lab in China. The NIH awarded $3.7 million in research grants to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain-of-function coronavirus experimentation on bats. The Wuhan Institute lists the NIH as a partner, as well as the University of Alabama, the University of North Texas, Harvard University, and the National Wildlife Federation. The CCP still claims that it was an accident, suggesting that the innocent bat experiments may have gotten out of control. But the admission is that COVID-19 came from the Wuhan laboratory, and it was paid for and directed by Anthony Fauci and the NIH. The very same Fauci who is now suggesting extended lockdowns and mandatory vaccinations in the United States. As the world increasingly blames China for the COVID-19 virus, the CCP has fired a not-so-subtle warning shot across the bow of their American deep state accomplices. A massive war with China could potentially make all talk of deep state corruption vanish. Reporting for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Look at those DrudgeReport.com headlines. Airline tests blood before you fly. Immunity passports. New York State shut until May 15th. And, you know, they're going to expand it after that. Wall Street to Trump. Keep it closed. But China's opening back up. You know, I have this little stuffed animal here that I bought at a gas station yesterday driving back to Austin. Because I was having to finally build a retreat redoubt in case they turn off the lights. And I just thought, you know, the Chi-Com dragons killed over 100 million people. So Hitler was responsible probably for the deaths of 50 million people. So he'd be a little dragon half this size. And Stalin a little bit smaller. You know, Mao's the biggest killer in the Chinese communists the world's ever seen. So it's not a cute little dragon here going, oh, hi, I'm liberal. This is very serious. We can joke around about this all day. And I know Professor Boyle's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. A lot of that got adopted in the world. Law. He prosecutes dictators like Slobodan Milosevic. He's represented major countries at the UN as their official representative. And we can agree, disagree about different facets of this, but where you and David and have been dead on, David Knight here with us, a talk show host with the David Knight Show weekday mornings, 8 a.m. here at InfoWars, is that this was man-made, this was out of Wuhan, and that it now leaked. AP has the documents, Daily Mail has the documents. I said over the weekend, the fact this is happening shows a limited hangout. This is huge under international law that the head of the World Health Organization got caught lying, blocking it's being reported. This is just such huge news, folks. It's all admitted now. To saying that it didn't come out of the lab when it did, running interference. This is huge. So we have an expert, probably when you say the expert on law internationally and nationally on this. And how big a development this is, that it's gone from the back burner, you know, here in the fever swamps, as they call them, you know, of InfoWars and all the real experts, from the wilderness now to the front page. What does this portend for the world? Dr. Boyle, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, thank you so much for having me on, and my congratulations to David Knight on his return to the show. I think this is the first time I've had the pleasure to speak with him.
Well, I mean, we're not here to toot each other's horns, but I mean, you were dead on about North Carolina, Chapel Hill. David's from there, down the street from it. Gain of function, Fauci saying he, you know, war criminal. We're actually seeing the guy behind it up there on TV. And then why did China release it? Was it an accident? You think it's so devastating it was an accident. I see the timing at the end of this trade war, the deep state wanting to kill our economy. I think it's just as plausible that they did it on purpose. But just what is it like for you now, 9 weeks later, after you came on the show, totally vindicated, and what they're saying with these documents that the UN helped cover this up?
Well, they're still trying to cover it up if you follow it carefully. Now we have what your reporter or somewhere in there called a limited hangout, which we're familiar with. Fox News is saying, oh, well, China was just trying to keep up with us in terms of scientific and medical endeavor. That's total bull twaddle, Alex. This Wuhan BSL-4 was China's Fort Detrick. It was their first Fort Detrick. Everyone knows it. It was there for the purpose.
And you said 9 weeks ago they wanted to compete with America and show they could do it, but didn't have proper controls. Now the Pentagon officially said that word for word today.
Right. This is a biological warfare factory. It is there for research, development, testing, stockpile of the most dangerous biological warfare weapons you can possibly imagine to human beings. And that is what we are dealing with. It has, as I've said before, it has SARS, which is already a weaponized coronavirus. And that was done over in China, setting off the SARS pandemic there when it leaked from one of their BSL-3s. It has gain-of-function work that we know from the University of North Carolina. It has HIV in there. We know from that scientific article I discussed with you with the Australia Health Board and Wuhan BSL-4. HIV was DNA genetically engineered into that. That was confirmed by the Indian scientists that HIV is
And by the
in
way,
that,
India now officially the government's investigating Wuhan as a criminal action. So quantifying this, how big is this?
Well, you know, Alex, just in terms of the human death here, it's astounding where this could lead if it is not properly handled. With all due respect to David, this is at a minimum SARS on steroids, and the lethality rate of SARS already documented is 15%.
Well, let's talk about it when we come back from break, and because here's the deal: we have to take it serious because it came out of a bioweapons lab, and it does kill old people. And we can discuss why it doesn't kill young people who usually would have an autoimmune response. You're an expert on that. We'll both talk about that, and absolutely. But I think you agree, doctor, when we come back and talk about this, regardless, they're part of the power structure and the very medical tyranny that you say should hang from a lamppost. They're power grabbing out of this. So that's a very complex paradox.
That is absolutely correct that the establishment, the medical, economic, all the Davos crowd of globalonius are jumping on this for all it's worth to push their own agenda. And so we have to, in my opinion, we have to separate that out from the danger that we truly do.
Sure, and just like you did, you know, pointing out the vaccine's pointless, it's a joke, everybody admits that, but still, it's a real virus that does kill some people, and it's just insane. We'll be right back with both. You'll get David's take on this. We have Dr. Boyle with us as well. We're really honored to have him. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I got to tell you, David Knight's a smart engineer, great talk show host. Dr. Boyle's a prestigious lawyer and bioweapons expert, and wrote the U.S. law on bioweapons. And I'm listening to these guys during the four-minute break, and they sound like captains on a ship that's going down trying to save people. I mean, this is not a joke, folks, okay? What's happening with the economy, shutting it down is going to kill millions. A bioweapon's out. They now admit it's out. They now admit it leaked out of China. Dr. Boyle's very conservative. He's like, well, I can't imagine they released this on purpose, but clearly, you know, it leaked out of the lab. Well, now they're admitting it leaked out of the lab. And this is how wars start. So yeah. I've never felt more. I'm very energized because this is so serious. I've never been this energized. But I'm also feel like desperation, like we should be doing something. So I asked Dr. Boyle, you said, well, what should we do? Who gets prosecuted? Because when I watch Fauci, who 9 weeks ago, Dr. Boyle and you separately, on air were pointing out NIH and the Chapel Hill and the scientist article and the research, and now they confirm that and more, and chopping up the bats and feeding it to the piglets, and the piglets die and they feed it to more piglets. And this is what they're telling us about. Clearly, China released that last week to say, hey, don't blame us. We'll blame Fauci and the NIH. Well, As you said 9 weeks ago, Dr. Boyle, Trump must cut Fauci and all of them loose and explain. I didn't know, and they just need to get arrested. Instead, they're the ones up there running the response, which I then have no confidence in, Dr. Boyle.
They're going to get us all killed, Alex, if they keep going the way they're going. You're exactly correct. I don't know what else to say.
So you literally nailed it exactly 9 weeks ago. How did you do it? I mean, I know you're going to say research papers, this is what I do, but how did you nail it?
Well, I did some basic research when the first reports of a strange pneumonia-like disease came out of China. I looked into it. And let me just say, I've been doing this work professionally since 1983 or four, when the Council for Responsible Genetics invited me from, they're basically Harvard MIT people. My buddies there at Harvard in life sciences asked me to get involved and handle biological warfare work. So whenever some strange exotic disease breaks out somewhere with no explanation, I immediately try to look into it and see, well, is there a is this
natural? So is that how Congress came to you out of all the people and said, write our bioweapon law?
Well, we went to Congress. The council, I was invited by the Council for Responsible Genetics to give a briefing on Capitol Hill in 1985. On the Reagan administration's biological weapons program, including the use of DNA genetic engineering to manufacture biological weapons. And let me point out, it was exactly at that time, under Reagan's neocons, that Fauci was appointed to work for Reagan.
And that's key because Cheney said, even at that time, was an L.L. Lemster idea from 20 years before, they were dreaming up the deployment of race-specific bioweapons, which decades later in 2001 in Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC, they admitted.
They admitted it there. That's exactly correct. So Fauci was put in there right at the time I got involved to counteract what Fauci was doing at NIAID. And indeed, that whole purpose of NIAID, there was a New York Times article several years ago saying 95% of this, I would say, Nazi biological warfare work comes out of NIAID and Fauci, who was put in there by the neocons to do this type of work.
And so skip ahead. Why in the hell under Obama did they give gain of function? It was a national scandal, as you pointed out, to them. And now China's blaming. What is going on there?
Well, this is a case what we law professors and lawyers call joint and several responsibility. I mean, they're both responsible on both sides. There's no question about it. China wanted to have its own Fort Detrick, and our death scientists were more than happy to help them. These people, I want to make it clear, I'm not using the word treason here, because that has a definite meaning in the U.S. Constitution and federal criminal law. I was originally hired here to teach criminal law for several years. But these people are traitors, outright traitors, these Americans involved in this. They are traitors to the United States of America.
Sure. What about the head biologist at Harvard? I mean, I'm not a guy that's into the death penalty, but I mean, why did he get arrested right when all this started? Because David Knight, back in January, pointed out that he thought this was connected to it. Is it?
I think it is, yes, because as you see, Harvard was a sponsor of that Wuhan BSL-4. Your associate just had it on there, right? And in addition, then, this Harvard let the chair of their chemistry department to go over to Wuhan to set up his own laboratory in Wuhan. Well, this chair of the notion that Harvard didn't know, that's just a cover story. Of course Harvard knows. I spent 7 years at Harvard. I have 3 degrees from Harvard.
You were the special Kissinger PhD. So what was their thinking? Purely money from the Chi-Coms?
Well, yeah, Harvard covered it up the first time the FBI asked some questions for it. I mean, you know, yeah, exactly.
Harvard covered it up, and they were paying. You know, this is outright greed. You know, it's the statement that, capitalists will sell the rope. Use
to hang
the
them hang. With. As Stalin right. said. So let me ask you this, Dr. Anna Davis. We got a break here in a few minutes.
Continue.
What does President Trump need to do? I think, as you said it last week, he should level with the American people. What does leveling look like?
Well, I did want to finish this point about
go
the
ahead,
professor.
Sure. Parker,
because he is a specialist in nanotechnology. And it was already reported that over in Wuhan, he was applying nanotechnology to chemical matters and biological matters. So I suspect that what happened here was that he applied nanotechnology to what later became COVID. That is why that MIT scientist determined that it could travel 27 feet in the air. That's why it's so infectious. It's so small. It's nanotechnology as well as everything else together.
And do we know what he's been charged with? Because the latest thing I saw from the Justice Department is they're not saying, why is that secret, or you're a criminal lawyer. What do you think?
It's being covered up. Sure. There's no question at all about it. Just like the anthrax attacks coming out of Fort Detrick were covered up by the FBI and the Department of
all
Justice.
Right, we'll come back then and talk about what you think Trump needs to do and get David Knight's take on that. But let me ask you this, Dr. Boyle, with 50 seconds left.
Well, I think, first of all, I don't even know if this has been explained to President Trump, because everyone he has around him are liars and they're up to their eyeballs in this Nazi biological warfare work. Someone needs to sit down like I did with you and go through in detail with President Trump about how dangerous this is. Okay, existentially dangerous.
Well, yeah, BRICS and Fauci are literally Gates' minions.
Yeah.
How do you get... let's come right back with Dr. Boyle and David Knight with his questions, and we'll talk about this. Folks, I have four children. I know a lot of you do as well. And I just want to explain to everybody, I know you already know this, it's not just depression we're facing. If it comes out China did this on purpose, we're going to war. That's what David Knight was warning about. We'll talk about that when we come back. Got a lot of ground to cover here in the time we have left before our next guest host takes over in the fourth hour, then the War Room, Owen Schroyer coming up. There are so many angles to hit on this, but the social engineering, the whole social engineering front, David, is really the big enchilada. And you were saying, look at Mao's great leap forward.
Yeah. Yeah. 80 million people, they brag, 80 million people died from that. What was that? Was that a disease? Was it war? No, it was democide. And it was moving everybody out to the farms and taking people out of their normal jobs and putting them on communes, putting people in factories. They didn't know how to work it. But it was really Mao trying to take the society down to the base level for his own power. And Alex, it was about the disease of the human mind. It was about communism. That's been the disease that killed more people in the 20th century than anything else. And we have to understand how powerful that can be. I mean, this is something that can be stopped. It's not necessary. It's self-inflicted. And the Great Leap Forward is looking a lot like this. And I said from the very beginning, I said it looks like the Great Leap Forward. Exactly.
And it even comes out of communist China with the captured World Health Organization now on record covering up the level 4 bioweapon release, however it happened, out of Wuhan, and the very people that have released it and stand to gain from it, that shut down the Taiwanese protests, have shut down their own country, are now shutting ours down. And leftist politicians and globalist politicians are holding the country hostage to take political control. Whether the virus is ultra deadly or not is a side issue. That's why, listeners, I didn't get up here and panic about your health. Okay, I said boost your immunity, that's important. But when it comes to storable food, I said you need firearms, you need food, you need a 6 month, a year supply of food if you can afford it. And we have the biggest food supplier in the country because they're known, they're respected, they have food, they ship it to you. The other companies don't, folks, have good records. We have it. They had to pause shipments of new orders for 2 weeks. They couldn't take new orders for 2 weeks because they wanted to get out the other shipments. Now they've got the food and they're able to get it out to you right now for new orders. We're now taking new orders of high quality storable food, the nice plastic tote containers, sealed bags, not air, all full of high quality food, very delicious, very healthy, and the profit that comes in funds this operation that is just a rearguard action trying to defeat this globalist operation. So I'm telling you, you need storable food. And with the economy shut down and the election shut down and all the craziness going on, this stuff lasts 25 years. Get it. You'll get it shipped to you and you'll have it. And it's five times cheaper than the average supermarket food with all the markup. This is the best deal you're going to find out there. It's why they're our sponsor. It's why they're the biggest. Get your storable food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And also get your vitamin D3 with K, Winter Sun, 50% off. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. It's also good for children as well with amino acids, not just vitamins and minerals like zinc. That's 50% off. Get your X3 about to sell out, 60% off. We've cut prices during this crisis. And again, frankly, I'm not even worried about the money except keeping us running. I've had to go out and actually on the family farm that my dad has, just get ready in case everything collapses. And it was a very sad feeling. It's beautiful out there. A family's been there since the Mexican land grants in the 1820s. And we've sold most of the land except the old core part of the property. And it's still expansive. And I'm out there with beautiful oak trees and piney woods. And it looks like heaven. And we got a little lake there and a spillway. And I was catching fish with my kids. And I almost threw up driving back to Austin yesterday to think that we're having to get the well going. We're having to get the storable food in. I'm having to get, family that are veterans ready. And they all agree. And these are folks that weren't just pushing pencils in the military. I'll tell you that. They're all ready. Because if this fails, if we don't get the Republic back and the authoritarianism comes in on the other side of this virus, it is going to be one hell of a fight.
You're talking about pushing pencils. I talked about iPencil, the famous piece from Leonard Reed, where he talks about how complicated it is to make something as simple as a pencil. The people who are shutting down our economy don't realize how they have broken it. I mean, this is about, you got farmers who are pouring their milk down the drain, who are plowing their fields under.
Because and leftist bitch and go, give that milk to people. There ain't no trucks to get it. You don't milk the cows. Their udders burst, you idiots.
Exactly. You cannot centrally plan an economy, but that's the conceit that Fauci and these people
economies are on relationships between producers and vendors and markets.
That's right.
And knowing
they don't
it's
understand
there.
How complicated that is, and they don't understand. They may break. They've pushed Humpty Dumpty off the wall. They may not be able to put him back together again.
Let's go to Dr. Francis Boyle, who's laid all this out. What does President Trump need to do now? How does he level the American people?
Well, Alex, I think once he understands that the American people in our republic are facing this existential threat, he has to have a major address and tell the American people exactly what went on here, including the involvement of all these U.S. Nazi death scientists, yes. Which, by the way, happened long before him. Yeah. I'm not blaming President Trump for this. I don't even think he knew what was going on between you and me. And then to understand that we are in the fight of our lives here, and we are going to have to operate accordingly in order to stop and contain COVID and try to throw it back. I think, and to think along those lines, this is far more dangerous to us and the American Republic than Hitler and the Nazis or the Japanese imperialists or whatever. They never got over here. COVID is here now. It can kill, I think, up to 15% of us if it is not handled properly. And that's where we are right now, Alex.
Can I interject something there? Dr. Boyle, let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is what you alluded to there, the Operation Paperclip. Talk about the Japanese imperialists and the Nazi scientists. And, of course, we brought them in with Operation Paperclip. I lived right down the street when I was in North Carolina from UNC Chapel Hill, and I really didn't realize that this was going on. Most people don't realize that there are hundreds of these things going on in universities all over the place. It wasn't really until there was the outbreak down at the National Primate Center of Burkholderia pseudomallei, which is a bacteria that they brought in from an obscure place for gain-of-function stuff, that when that got out, and then we had a rash of public incidents where they were mailing live anthrax through the mail and so forth, people don't realize how prolific this is and how they have violated the prohibitions of the treaty that you had there. They don't realize that Fauci and the NIH were funding this, and how Fauci and Francis Collins, even when there was a stop order to stop the funding in 2014, they continued with a half dozen of these. UNC Chapel Hill was just one of them. There were all these bioethicists that were outraged when they released their paper, and Francis Collins said, well, I just continued it. And then they lifted that restriction in 2017. We got to get that information out to the American people, don't we?
Well, yeah, that's why I've been talking to Alex here. He's the only one letting me say that. I've been blocked out of all the mainstream news media on purpose. No one's letting me say that.
Well, you're certainly vindicated now. So what do you expect to happen now that we learn AP gets the documents that the UN World Health Organization is involved covering this up for communist China? What should Trump do with that information?
Well, again, Trump has to come out and be honest with the American people and say, no one told me this is a biological warfare weapon. I don't think he was told this and how existentially dangerous it is. He's now leveling with the American people. Yes, we have our own American Nazi biowarfare death scientists working with China on this. And, you know, these people are a fifth column. We're going to get them all prosecuted.
Exactly. Don't let them hold us hostage. He shouldn't become a party to the cover-up with Fauci and them, or they'll use that on Trump. He needs to bring it out now.
I think that's correct. This is a matter of telling the truth to the American people and level with us, and then come up with an agenda by legitimate public health authorities, medical doctors, epidemiologists, who have never taken one penny.
Exactly. You can't have the people that caused the crisis in charge of the crisis.
Of course not, because they're all busy covering up their own criminal responsibility under my biological weapons anti-terrorism act that has life imprisonment. And as for North Carolina...
Hold on. We'll come right back with that. Please stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, last weekend, Bill Gates came out with a clip I've already played several times this week, so I'll play it again, where he said, oh, 1 out of 10,000 will have a problem, so 700,000 will get sick or die from the vaccine, but it's okay to pay that. And he goes, we need to have governments indemnify people who get hurt. Well, explain what's really going on there.
Well, you know, Alex, this is another connection to Fauci. As Dr. Boyle is explaining, they brought him in to help to push back against Dr. Boyle's work when he was trying to control this gain-of-function research. But also, Fauci was brought in 1985, and if everybody recalls, 1986 was when they created what they called the National Childhood Vaccine Act. What that did was that gave immunity from lawsuits to the big pharmaceutical companies that damaged people with their vaccines. Now, there's not any other industry that I know of that has complete immunity from any damage that they do with their products, except for the vaccine industry. But Fauci was there when this went through, and it was sold as a way to protect the children.
And notice, before all this hype came out about how we all got vaccines, they've been trying to censor everybody that criticizes them. I'd love it if a vaccine would protect me from something. But over and over again, they have bad side effects. They don't protect you and they cover it up. How do you have it for the common cold? This is not the common cold, but that's the basis of the virus. They admit. I've had scientists on, not just Dr. Boyle. They go, yeah, no, you can't do that. It's not going to work. So is the agenda, Dr. Francis Boyle, behind this forced inoculation and these IDs to travel and all this?
Well, I agree with both. David and you have said it's domination and control, population reduction, the Nazi philosophy of useless eaters that was condemned in the Nuremberg judgment of 1946. I mean, we know Gates is a eugenicist and a genocider. That's a matter of public record. And yet he's out there constantly being appearing on MSNBC and CNN. You know, what can I say? They're giving him this immunity passports. It's completely preposterous. So many of these vaccines are more dangerous than worthless. this HPV vaccine that they're, you know, trying to pump into all our children. Even Judicial Watch has exposed that. And, you know, they're a very conservative legal organization. The list of these things go on. And as I told you before, you know, Gates trying to purvey a vaccine here. I don't believe there is a vaccine, Alex. I just don't see it. I'm sure he understands that, too. So that could be more dangerous than worthless. And in any event, he'll have a patent on it and scaremonger everyone to take the vaccine one way or the other. And then you get a passport.
Well, here's the good news. Without even looking on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, his name is like, he's like worse than Hitler now.
Yeah,
people, Bill Gates is the new Hitler. I mean, people overuse Hitler. People know now. There's organically, they figured it out.
Well, you know, you go back and you look at Fauci. Look what he did with the 2009 swine flu. Oh, it had to be a vaccine. And then they rushed that through in just 4 months. He was telling everybody, you know, in the press conferences, no, it'll take us 18 months. He knows that he helped to push through and vouched for the safety of pandemics. And now you've got massive lawsuits that happened in the wake of that swine flu outbreak. When you had Zika virus, the answer was going to be vaccines again. But this time around, unlike in previous outbreaks, Fauci won't even talk about how there could be any other possible treatment to even ameliorate any symptoms. Everything's got to be locked down until we get a vaccine.
They are behind the scenes having grand juries impaneled to indict major vitamin companies that promote vitamin D3.
Wow.
Because they always were authorized by the lawyers and FDA to say, hey, boost immunity, antiviral. That's on the NIH website that Zinc does that, D3. They're calling these companies up and having grand juries send them subpoenas saying, we're about to indict you as a drug. You can't say you need D3 or you need zinc.
Well, they just had a couple of
op-eds. You saw him tell the president he can't say that.
Yeah, they March 23rd, March 24th, you had the former head of the CDC was talking about vitamin D in relation to the coronavirus. And then a day later, you had an op-ed piece. Well, actually, it was in a scientific paper. You had somebody currently working at the NIH talking about how the vitamin D calms the immune system and so forth. So there's a lot of evidence.
Yeah, let me ask that question of Dr. Boyle. Why is there such a demonization of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, vitamin D3, vitamin K, vitamin A? Why are they? I guess the drug companies just don't want competition, or what's going on here?
Sure. They're in control. They're in domination. And that's what they want. I think Fauci probably has patents on this type of stuff.
You got $100 million from Bill Gates in October for dealing with mutagenic viruses.
Nothing to see there.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
No, it's Dr. Tony Mengele Fauci. That's what we're dealing with here.
That's
and
right.
And Perks is not much better. So, you know, how can the president properly formulate a policy to deal with an existential threat, which I believe is there, to the American people and the American Republic. Alex, as you said, it could all collapse if this is not properly handled with people like that are basically criminals that clearly violated my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act all up and down. That's why I got that act into law, passed unanimously by both houses of Congress, signed by President George Bush Sr. to stop these Nazi biological warfare death scientists like Fauci and Collins and Burks and this whole cast of characters. Right. I went right after them.
Well, Dr. Boyle, you've been dead on about the fact that this is a man-made bioweapon and have been totally on target. And I respect the fact that it's man-made. It could be even more deadly than we know. And to say, hey, quarantine, all that is legitimate if when you say the vaccine's fake and they're doing a power grab. That's all real. And that's real scholarly discussion. And I hope overall that, you know, that David's right, that it's not as bad as it looks like. And I hope that you're wrong. But regardless, we know the power grab is real. Dr. Boyle, people can Google your name, Dr. Francis Boyle, find your amazing books. Thank you so much for the time.
Well, that's just one other point, though, and with all due respect to David Knight, I have a book here, Agents of Bioterrorism, by a professor of biology at Columbia, published in 2003, before all this happened. And it says, quote, the overall death rate of SARS patients is 14 to 15%, unquote. And right now, as I've explained, we are dealing with a super turbocharged SARS. So I think that is a minimum of the lethality that we are dealing with, 14 to 15%. I said that the first time.
Don't confuse the power grab over the lockdown with the fact that the lockdown could be saving people.
Well, I'm saying that we have to understand how existentially dangerous this is, and then we tailor our policies from there to preserve as much.
Sure, and we don't have the people behind the attack running it. The response.
Right. It's just like World War II. You know, that's what we're in now. It's World War III. Yes, we'll have to accept some restrictions on our civil rights and civil liberties while the emergency is there. But we don't want to give them away to these Davos globalonists. I agree with you 100% on that.
Inoculations. All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Boyle.
Thank you. Happy to be with you. And my congratulations there to David for being up and running again. And I enjoyed our dialogue.
Enjoyed it. Awesome. We got about 30 seconds. We have to end your best buddy.
Regardless of what the fatality rate is, let's understand that more people died from just the Great Leap Forward than what you saw on these different pandemics that Alex showed at the beginning of
all the pandemics exactly. The last 150 years. Didn't kill as many as Mao Zedong.
That's right. And let's understand.
You're saying the political power grab's the main threat.
Let's understand the Alamo, the death rate was 100%. But they fought for liberty. You cannot give up your liberty. You cannot surrender your life to these people. It doesn't matter what these fatality rates are. You've got to stop this shutdown, this lockdown. It's got to stop.
It's going to kill billions of the third world.
Oh, it will. It will.
I want to take the last minute of you right up front, the whole show, full show today, not the rebroadcast. On the show we put up at Bandai Video. All right. I love you all. Everybody's truthful. We're all have different perspectives, but we're moving in the right direction. Mike Adams has his. He's a great guy. He's about to take over. Folks, I'm just telling you, you better get your firearms for self-defense and your storable food and your vitamins and your minerals. I don't have the guns. I've got the great supplements and I've got the great storable foods available again, ready to ship very quickly. But they may have to pause shipping again. You know, the order you put in will get delivered, but they have to stop taking new orders. Get your orders in for storable food right now. I mean, I am now moved directly into the mode of I was always 100% offense, and now I've had to shift because things are so dire to 30% defense. And you know, it's just I got to do it for my children, folks. But I am got the water well in, got the cabin going, got the guns ready to defend ourselves and putting in the garden, which it's that bad.
Hour today here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to cover some very interesting aspects of this today. And I know that my priorities and views on this have differed somewhat from some other InfoWars guests. You know, tensions are running kind of high right now. But there are some key things that we all agree on. And that is that socialism and communism are so dangerous that those forms of bad government will kill vastly more people than this pandemic could ever dream of. And so part of what I'm going to focus on today is, I mean, yes, COVID-19 is real. Yes, you know, tens of thousands of people are dying in America, but those numbers could be dwarfed by the deaths of socialism and communism if we allow those systems of tyranny to take over the United States. And with Governor Cuomo today announcing that there's going to be another 30 days of lockdown well into, you know, mid-May now in New York and Connecticut and New Jersey and so on. It's progressing as we had warned that these lockdowns are going to continue for a very long time. And even when society is opened back up again, what are the criteria going to be for governors like Cuomo to lock people down again? And could this be, you know, 1 month of freedom, 2 months of lockdowns. 1 month of freedom, 2 months of lockdowns. You know, are we approaching the day where you're going to be arrested by a drone that scans your biometric, you know, RFID chip or armband with your immunity passport? You know, what's this turning into? It's very dangerous what is happening right now. And even though, yes, it's true that there's some danger going out in public and protesting this virus without a mask on, let's say, yeah, you could catch the virus. Yeah, you can. It's very infectious. It's a biological weapon. But what's the relative danger of allowing, let's say, the Federal Reserve to take over our entire economy, of transitioning into a Soviet-style economic system of top-down control where we, the people, have no rights remaining whatsoever, where we are tracked and poked and prodded and injected at gunpoint, and we have to carry papers or RFID chips or mandated apps on our mobile devices with Apple tracking and Google tracking and government tracking of our antibody status. We're going to be discriminated against based on what's in our blood or what's not in our blood. You won't be able to get on an airplane without having the correct antibodies in your blood. You're going to have to prove your blood status in order to get on a plane, to board a train, to go to a sporting event, maybe to walk down the sidewalk. You'll be a prisoner in your own home if you don't have the correct antibodies. That's what this is coming to, and it's a very, very dangerous time. So we're going to focus on that. Yeah, we're going to talk about the real deaths. We're going to talk about how to protect yourself from this. I'm just checking my notes here. We're going to talk about the zombie economy. Dead people are receiving bailout money now. That's how insane this is becoming. Dead people getting bailout money. It's where this is going is utterly insane. And real quick to the producers, I'm not seeing the clock, so just fade in the music when we go to break so I can catch that. But the zombie economy is not functional long term. You can't pay oil drillers to not drill. You can't pay people to not work. I mean, you can do it for a temporary period of time during the mandatory lockdowns, but what about after that? People want to get back to work. People want to have a purpose in their lives. And I hear the music, so we are going to break right now, but we're going to talk about all those things and much more. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here for the fourth hour today of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this break with all those details and much more straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, Mike Adams continuing here. I've got the hour. Thank you for joining me. We have a lot of important issues to cover right now. And as I mentioned in the last segment, which you may have missed, depending on what radio station you're listening on, I know that tensions are running really high right now, and opinions and analysis varies quite a bit. And I've, you know, my own projections and numbers and explanations have been at odds with other guests here on InfoWars. But that's part of the beauty of independent media, is that you do get a lot of different views. You get a lot of different analysis. Of course, you know, I'm confident that what I'm bringing you is the best information that I can muster for you. I always try to give you accurate numbers, and that's my mission today as well. And the good thing is, you know, you can decide what you think is most appropriate for you and what you wish to follow and, you know, how seriously you need to take this thing. But the one thing that we all agree on, and this is part of my focus today, is that socialism and communism are far more dangerous than any pandemic. I mean, even if this pandemic swept across the country and killed 5 million Americans, which is technically possible if there were no mitigation efforts whatsoever, it could kill 5 million people. However, communism would probably kill, you know, 100 million maybe. If we let the communists run the country, they would have death camps that dwarf the COVID-19 quarantine deaths. You know what I mean? You want to see mass graves in a country? You go throughout history, you look at Stalin, you look at Chairman Mao, you look at Pol Pot, you look at the mass murderers of history, even Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich, which was really a radicalized, you know, left-wing socialist fascist type of regime. And communist China today is incredibly dangerous to our world. And we must focus on the priorities here. Yes, we have to survive the pandemic. We have to take precautions. And I'll talk about some of that today. And basically, most of the listeners to this show are already doing the right things. You probably have stored food. You're probably maybe wearing a mask out in public if you suspect other infected people are around. You're probably taking zinc, you know, vitamin D3. You're taking care of your health. Maybe you're doing a multivitamin from the InfoWars store. You're doing things that are helping you boost your immune system, because this is really a immunodeficiency type of disease that attacks people with weakened immune systems. A healthy person who's got good nutraceuticals is extremely unlikely to be killed by this infection, even though it is a biological weapon. But on top of all of that, we must very soon, and some people are already starting to do this, protests in Michigan, for example, we must very loudly tell the government that they've gone too far with the tyranny, with the mandatory lockdowns and the coming mandatory vaccines. If we do not assert our rights as individual Americans, our right to exercise religion, our right to exercise free speech, our right to control our own bodies, if we don't exercise these rights, we will lose them, and it is happening by the day very, very quickly. Now, what I do understand here, you know, as a functioning scientist, I'm a published scientist, science author, and so on. I called for lockdowns in early March, and the lockdowns were temporarily necessary until we learn more about this. Now I'm calling for ending the lockdowns because we now have the knowledge of how to get America back to work with these nutritional supplements, with wearing masks and enhanced testing, so that we can really identify what are called asymptomatic carriers, you know, people who are spreading it and they don't even know they have it. If we can identify those people, then we can get our economy working again. And yet what I see with Governor Cuomo in this announcement today is that the New York governor doesn't seem to be that interested in getting New York back to work again. He wants another 30 days of lockdown. And then he says, after that, we'll see what happens. He could extend it till the end of May, or frankly, till the end of June. There's really no limit. And it begs the question, at what point do we, the people, have to say, no, we are no longer going to be prisoners in our own homes and apartments. We're no longer going to allow you, the governor of New York, and others to decimate our economy and drive us into starvation and destitution and socialism. Because at some point, that reaction by the governor of New York becomes more dangerous than the disease itself. And I'm someone who has reiterated the danger of this disease probably more than anyone here on InfoWars. You know, I've warned where this could go. Early on, I said this could have gone to 2 million deaths by July if we didn't take early steps. Fortunately, we took steps. We locked down the cities temporarily, and then I altered my projections to 45,000 to 90,000 Americans dead by the end of July. And that was at a time when the White House was saying there's going to be 100,000 to 240,000 deaths. I didn't see those numbers being real, and I said so publicly. I said, no, the White House numbers are too large now. Based on the social distancing factors that are in place, I believe we can keep the deaths under 90,000 through July. Today, the official deaths from the CDC are right around 33,000 plus. Now, I know there's some debate about what they consider to be deaths versus probable deaths and so on, but that number is in the 30,000s. And it's going to go into the 40,000s. So probably, looking at things right now, we're going to end up with maybe 50 to 60,000 deaths by the end of July, which is right in the middle of what my projection said. So I have been someone who tried to sound the alarm early on about where this was going. And I think you'll find that the projections that I've modeled mathematically actually turn out to be among the most accurate that are out there. And of course, I adapted my projections once the social distancing went into place and the lockdowns went into place, which, again, was necessary temporarily. So when you hear me say it's time to end the lockdowns, I think that carries a lot of maybe extra weight versus somebody who always said no lockdowns were necessary. I'm saying I understand the effectiveness of social distancing. I understand the 30,000 deaths that are occurring. And even I am saying we have to end the lockdowns. Because, again, the risk of death and economic destruction and destitution, starvation, those risks are now, it's obvious that if we let these Democrat governors run this country into the ground, far more people will die from those events than would have died from the virus. Again, if we had done nothing, there would be 2 million Americans dead by July. But if we revert to socialism, there might be 20 million dead in the next couple of years. I mean, it's impossible to say real projections for that because we don't know what scenarios may unfold. But if we end up just in a civil war alone, millions of Americans could die. You know, laying their lives down to fight for the basic fundamental freedoms that Americans are supposed to defend. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting to the point, and I know a lot of other Americans are, where there's no life at all if you have to live life as a slave under a lockdown medical police state where all the decision makers in Washington, D.C. are run by Big Pharma and they want to put a gun to your head and a needle in your arm and tell you that you're the property of the state and you don't even own your own body? No, thank you. I don't want to live under that system. I'd rather fight and die for freedom than to live under a medical police state tyranny where they're forcing toxic substances into my body and tracking my blood in order for me to engage in commercial transactions, mark of the beast technology. No, thank you. I'll save my soul and sacrifice my life if that's what it takes, but I am not surrendering both my soul and my body to this tyrannical mark of the beast, demonic Book of Revelation end game type of system run by the globalists. Hell no. I will not go down into that system. Even as much as I am a scientist and I understand the numbers and I understand the severity of this, the virus is by far a lower threat compared to tyrannical globalism. And I think you agree with me. Most of you probably agree with me on that point. Doesn't mean we can let our guard down about, you know, having the right nutrition. And even I'm an advocate of wearing masks in public for now. It's not going to be necessary forever. But let's do it now to stop the cycle of the virus so that we can demand the restoration of our freedoms and our liberties, and we can defeat these governments that want to make us prisoners forever in our own home. Can't tolerate that. This is Mike Adams. I'll be back after this break. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Stay with me. Much more straight ahead.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to go to the numbers right now, and we're going to look at COVID-19 deaths versus other events and other causes of death, but then also compare that to the number of deaths caused by, well, bad government and tyranny. So let's get right to the numbers. I've published a couple of charts today and yesterday on my website, Natural News. If you bring up one of those charts to the producers, please, the daily deaths in the United States by cause. And what this shows is that yesterday, the deaths from COVID-19, at least as officially recorded, I know there can be a little bit of debate about that, but the numbers were, well, on April 14th, they were 2,407 people died on that day. That was Tuesday. In the United States from COVID-19 or coronavirus. About 800 of those deaths were in New York alone, which really is being overrun with dead people and, you know, mass graves and body bags everywhere in the hospitals and so on. Now, that on that day, that's the number one cause of death in America. Heart disease killed about 1,700 on that day. Cancer about 1,600. That's all CDC data just averaged out over the year. Accidents killed 465, and other causes, stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and so on. Notice at the bottom of this chart, seasonal flu kills an average of 94 people per day if you average out the flu deaths across the year. So on any given day in America, about 94 people are killed by seasonal flu, according to CDC statistics. That's roughly about 33,000 or whatever it is, 34,000 people a year. So COVID-19 is peaking. We hope this is the max that we're going to see. We hope it's going to go down from here. But right now, nothing is killing more people in America than COVID-19. But hold on, this isn't over. Let's compare COVID-19 to other events such as 9/11 natural disasters and so on. I have another chart there that talks about coronavirus versus 9/11. On 9/11, in that you could say rigged but real terrorist attack where airplanes hit the Twin Towers and then World Trade Center 7, Building 7, was brought down by demolition. So think about the similarities here. 9/11 was an engineered event that involved real deaths in order to roll out real tyranny, the enhancements of the Patriot Act and domestic surveillance and so on that was used against President Trump's campaign by the deep state, James Comey, you know, Robert Mueller, Clapper, and all these others, and Barack Obama and so on. So they used the 9/11 event, which it's important to understand, was a real attack with real deaths. Almost 3,000 people, according to official statistics, died on 9/11, and they rigged another building, World Trade Center 7, to be dropped with demolition. So we know they planned it. We know they rigged it. Well, now COVID-19, the coronavirus, is also rigged. In a sense, it's engineered. It was built as a bioweapon. And the COVID-19 deaths in the aggregate as of today are, according to official numbers, above 33,000. I think it's 34,000 or thereabouts. So it's over 10 times the number of deaths of 9/11. And also in that chart, we show deaths from Hurricane Maria and Hurricane Katrina, the Las Vegas shooting, and all the way down to Charlottesville, which the left-wing media went insane trying to use Charlottesville to paint every Trump supporter as a neo-Nazi. Charlottesville had a grand total of one death. So think about the left-wing media response to the Charlottesville one death versus these other things like hurricanes and so on, and how the disproportionate response from the media revolved around only one death. Now, you might say, well, the left-wing media is spreading mass hysteria, you might say, about the coronavirus. But what are they not talking about that's a far greater cause of death? That is death by government, death by bad forms of, you know, socialism, communism, government's gone awry. And so there's a study out of the University of Hawaii that's been cited many times on this show. It shows in the 20th century alone, the bad governments killed 262 million people. And that's in China, it's in the Soviet Union, it's in Germany, and so on. It's wars, and it's genocide. And so what I'm actually going to do, I'm going to publish a chart probably tomorrow that compares the coronavirus deaths versus democide, which is government deaths, to show. And I'm doing this over a series of days. I'm trying to really put out good numbers so that people can understand the comparisons and understand relative risk. And the risk of being killed by bad government throughout the last 120 years is much higher than the risk of being killed by this coronavirus, even if the coronavirus continues to spread. Democide is, well, in this article that's being shown on CNBC, the third leading cause of death right now, democide is so dangerous to us that if we allow these tyrants to take over our society because they use a real engineered event, a real bioweapon that did come out of the Wuhan laboratory, that did receive funding from Obama's NIH, $3.7 million went to that lab. That lab was building a biological weapon. That weapon got released, I believe, intentionally. That weapon is devastating the world's economies, and it's killing, you know, in the United States, 33,000 people. It'll probably be 60,000 in a few months. That number is still dwarfed by the number of people killed by bad governments, 262 million people, a quarter of a billion people. And by the way, as those deaths were happening in those years past, that was a much larger percentage of the world population at the time than what you would think today. As the world population, I don't know what it was in, you know, 1925 or 1940. I'm sure we could look it up, but that world population was much smaller than the population today. So in terms of per capita deaths carried out by governments throughout history, they were enormous. They were much larger than anything that you're seeing related to this coronavirus. And the reason I'm driving home this point is, well, it's threefold at least. Number one, you've heard me disagree with those who say the coronavirus is a hoax. The virus is real. Just like in 9/11, the airplanes really did hit the Twin Towers. Those weren't holograms. They use real planes and they sacrifice real people. They killed real Americans in order to achieve their narrative, their goal of rolling out this Patriot Act surveillance state. So remember, these globalists, they want to kill really about 6 billion human beings. They don't mind killing 3,000 to roll out a narrative. They don't mind killing, you know, a million, if that's how many die from this coronavirus worldwide over the next year or two. They don't mind killing a million people. To them, that's just getting warmed up. That's like the Bill Gates warm-up round at the batting cage. You know, they're swinging for billions of people to die. They don't care if they kill a million just to establish control over your body with vaccine mandates. They're just getting warmed up, folks. Their real goal is orders of magnitude larger than what they have achieved so far. At least, I don't know how many orders of magnitude. We could do the math, but they don't want to see just 30,000 people die. They don't want to see 30 million people die. They want to see probably 3 to 6 billion people dead. And they can't accomplish that with a virus alone. They can only accomplish it with the vaccine. The vaccine is the death weapon. That's the kill switch. The coronavirus is just being used to set up the vaccine. That's what's going to take out humanity by the billions if we let them get away with it. So that's the important message here. Much more straight ahead. You're watching Mike Adams on The Alex Jones Show. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
Chuckin', got my chips cashed in this segment, and welcome back, we're going to talk about how to beat the virus and beat the tyranny. That's the slogan for today. And I don't know, call this maybe the Health Ranger approach to how we beat all this. Beat the virus, beat the tyranny. Because you see, the goal of the globalists is to have built this virus, released it to the world, which they did, and then keep it bouncing around and keep people infected until they can roll out a vaccine. So they really want infections to stay high so that they can justify this mandatory vaccine, which will be the kill switch for humanity, by the way. That's the depopulation weapon. It may cause infertility. It may cause deaths upon a secondary infection by some other disease that's released later. So it could be a binary weapon system. That's probably the way they'll run it. But if we beat the virus before they get a vaccine ready, you see, it's a race, then it'll become obvious that the vaccine is irrelevant because we've beaten the virus. So how do we beat the virus? And this is why I've been arguing really so passionately about the fact that the virus is real. It really is a biological weapon. They are really killing people with this thing. So we have to take the virus seriously. This is why I've just, you know, publicly disagreed with some people who say it's not real. I believe it is real, and I believe that our path to victory is to first strategize how we beat this virus. And so the way we do that is we get the infections really, really low, close to zero if possible, across America. And we do that with things that we've covered before, you know, nutrition, but also reasonable social distancing here for a temporary period of time, and wearing masks in public as we reopen the economy. The good news in this is I believe that if we are willing to just wear masks for a temporary period of time in workplaces and in the food factories and so on and in public transportation, I think that really drops the R-naught value of this virus below 1.0. I can't prove it yet, but I suspect it's true. And the reason I suspect this is because of Taiwan. So Taiwan, you know, where I lived for a period of time, my wife is from Taiwan, you know, I speak Mandarin Chinese. Taiwan has beat this virus for the most part without resorting to lockdowns. The Taiwan model is actually the best model in the world. And how did they do it? Especially given that they have very high density cities such as Taipei, right? I mean, I used to live in Taipei, very high density city, a lot like New York City. They've also got Taichung and Tainan and other cities that are very high density throughout the island nation of Taiwan. How did they beat it? They did it with wearing masks and also having good contact tracing, and they really enforced quarantines of individuals who tested positive, which is a necessary medical step to stop this from spreading. And so if we can follow the Taiwan model, then I think we can beat this virus very quickly, and we can get the number of cases down close to zero, to the point where the vaccine proponents can't make the argument that everybody needs to be vaccinated because this thing is blown wide open and everybody's going to get infected. No. If we control the virus and we beat the virus by having the discipline and the medical knowledge to just say, yeah, masks are effective. They work because a person who has the virus, when they wear a mask, they're not spraying out the virus every time they talk. You know, hey, say it. Don't spray it, Bob. You know, some people, they spit a lot when they talk. We got to stop those people from spreading the virus. And then secondly, nutrition. All the things we talked about, elderberry and zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D and magnesium and turmeric and all those things that you know about that are not proven against the coronavirus, but are very well known to help support natural immune function, an immune response that your body needs. I think that if we do those things, and you know, we have to control the borders, we have to control incoming flights from countries that have a lot of infections. You know, we've got to control our borders. Use the military if necessary. Control the border, especially, by the way, this thing's going to get out of control in Mexico very soon. I've actually been looking at this. It's going to get bad in Mexico. It's going to get bad in Brazil. It's going to get bad on the African continent and certain African nations. And in Iran and certain other places where it's not well controlled. Mexico has only just begun. So probably, this is my projection, within about 8 to 10 weeks, we're going to start seeing a lot of people who are infected in Mexico attempting to cross the border into the United States and go to sanctuary cities where they can get free medical care because they know they're infected. So they're going to be importing this disease into the United States in numbers that will demolish the steps that we've taken to control it ourselves. So you're going to have infected people walking through Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California seeking sanctuary cities. This is why controlling the border is critical to controlling this disease and defeating the tyranny, defeating the globalists. So if there were ever a time to build the wall and deploy the military and control this border, this is it, President Trump. This is it. You either protect the border now or you surrender our country to a wave of infections that's going to come in over the next few months. Mark my words, it's coming. There's no question about it. It's going to get out of control in Mexico. And by the way, they will not resort to lockdowns in Mexico, and not in any way that you've seen in New York and Connecticut, for example, because Mexico, the workers there, you know, you can't disrupt their lives for 30 days because there's a lot of the low-wage workers in Mexico really depend on a daily payment or a once a week at the most just to be able to buy food and survive, especially in rural Mexico. You can't lock those people down for 30 days. They'll just have riots because they can't go 30 days without starting to starve to death. Oh, and I forgot to mention India. The situation in India is going to get very bad. This nationwide lockdown of the entire country of India with only a four-hour notice, this is leading to mass starvation by the tens of millions already, by the tens of millions. And it's going to be hundreds of millions in India soon. There might be, if this isn't ended, this lockdown, there might be more people starving in India soon than the entire population of the United States. That's how bad it's going to get. And those people, eventually, when, you know, nine meals from anarchy, right? When you're starving to death, you're going to rise up. If you can't eat and you're going to die anyway as a prisoner in your own home or apartment, there's no risk of rising up and demanding your rights and your freedoms to go to work and earn a living and put food on the table. And the people of India are probably going to approach that moment of shared realization very soon. Maybe 60 days. I don't know how long it's going to, maybe sooner, a lot sooner. So America, even as we get this virus under control in America and we get the deaths way down, we get the new infections way down, there are going to be threats from outside this country, especially Mexico, because they can walk across the border. And you're going to have Democrats, of course, arguing, like Governor Newsom, arguing, oh, we have to let these people come in. We have to treat them. He's giving out free money to illegals all over California. Hundreds of millions of dollars of free money to illegals while the American people are suffering and dying in California. Not in huge numbers yet there. Hopefully they can keep that under control. But the American people are suffering economically all over California. Why are you handing out money to illegals who didn't even pay taxes? to income taxes. Maybe they paid sales taxes, but not income taxes. Something is horribly wrong with that model. It's going to be Democrats arguing to let infected people into the country because they want to keep it going. They want to keep the infections running. They want to keep people dying and desperate and totally freaked out so they can roll out the global vaccine kill switch. That's what this is all about, is extending these infections. And that's why I say our duty as patriots, our duty as Americans, is to beat this virus quickly. And that's how we beat the tyranny. We beat the globalists by beating the virus. So take your nutritional supplements. Wear a mask in public. This is my take on it. I know some people disagree, but I'm saying beat the virus, we beat the tyranny. So when the day comes that they roll out that vaccine and they've got vaccine SWAT teams knocking on your door with a gun in your face, here, you're required to take this vaccine. Before that day comes, we need to be able to say, hey, we've got this thing beat. We don't need your death weapon immunization system. We've already beat this virus. We did it as Americans. We did it with common sense approaches. We don't need your death science medicine. That's the strategy. That's the Health Ranger strategy, okay? That's what I'm laying out there. And I'll wrap this up in one more segment on the other side. Stay with me. Mike Adams here for the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this break.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head.
Make no mistake, no matter where we fall on the spectrum of concern about coronavirus or whether different people think it's real or fake or the deaths are high or low or the death certificates are real or fake or whatever, wherever people are on that spectrum, we're all on Team Humanity. That's what we all have in common. And it's clear that we are going to have to defeat the globalists as well as defeating the virus in order for humanity to have a future. That is my focus. I've spent the last couple of months really trying to warn people and wake people up to how deadly this biological weapon is. And I think that's done. I don't think there's anybody out there who doesn't know how dangerous this thing can be, you know, because most people know somebody, at least on the East and West Coast, they know somebody who's either infected or has died from this because the number of deaths is getting so large. But I don't think we have to keep trying to wake people up. Hey, this is a biological weapon. People get that now. The bigger threat, as I've said this entire hour here, is the tyranny that's coming down, the tyranny that's coming for you, and how they're going to lock you up for as long as they can and starve you to death and make you a food slave. Because if you can't eat, you'll give up everything eventually, depending on how hungry you get. You'll trade your rifle for a meal at a FEMA camp if it gets that bad. And don't ever allow yourself to be in that situation. That's when you do become a slave. If you don't have a food supply, if you can't take care of yourself, then they've got you right where they want you. So in this final segment today, let me talk about a couple of things. It's really crucial to know. First of all, I'm gonna make a commitment to you today. I've been trying to get this done for a long time, but by the time I come on next week, I want to be able to show a special report, just a short video of how to make colloidal silver using silver eagles, silver rounds from the U.S. Mint. And you know, a lot of people use silver wires to make silver, which is great. It works. But I've been doing a lot of experimentation. I've actually scaled up industrial level colloidal silver production for my own purposes. And I found that the higher the surface area of your silver anode and cathode, which is really what it is, because you put positive and negative current on them, the higher the surface area, the more you can make very tiny particle silver. In other words, silver wires are fine, but if you use silver coins, it's even better. Now, silver coins are not 99.99% pure silver. There are other elements in there, but wouldn't you know it, I've got a lab and I can test for heavy metals. So what I'm about to do is actually make colloidal silver with silver coins, send that to the lab and get an elemental analysis of what else is in it exactly. Is it, you know, is it zinc? Is it aluminum? You know, what is it? If it's aluminum, obviously we don't want to drink that because that would be bad, but you could still use it topically into sanitized surfaces and so on. But what's actually in the silver coin? We're going to find out, man. We're going to do the science on this. And I commit to you I really hope I can keep this promise. I guess it depends on how crazy the world gets, but I want to be able to bring you a video report next week here on this show that shows you how to make silver using silver coins. And one of the key things is you have to reverse the electrodes every couple of hours. And you will turn your silver coins basically kind of black looking. So you'll ruin them as currency, okay? But silver is not that expensive. You know, you can get a silver coin for, I don't know what, $20 or $25 or whatever it is. You just need two coins and you can do this. And you just switch the polarity. I'll show you how to do that in the video. You just need 3 9-volt batteries and you need some alligator clips. And then you need some clothespins and you need some deionized water, which is basically distilled water. So if you want to get some supplies ready for that, you know, for that demonstration, that's it. That's the whole list. Get 3 9-volt batteries. I like the lithium batteries. Get some alligator clips so you can clip onto the battery terminals and clip onto the silver coins. You're going to need some clothespins, a little bit of wire, a vessel, like a jar, you know, like a wide mouth canning jar, and some deionized water. And that's it. And you can make your own colloidal silver, you know, dirt cheap. One of the reasons I mentioned that too is because, you know, InfoWars was really threatened heavily by the FTC and the FDA for selling silver products, the same products that are sold everywhere else. And because of that, I don't even know the status. I think InfoWars temporarily may have pulled those products. I don't know the status. Maybe they're back online. I don't know. But I think that every American needs to have this skill set because we may be in a civil war. We may be in a situation where you got to make an antibacterial medicine yourself at home. This is a way to do it. And so if you stockpile silver coins, I mean, think about how amazing this is. Out of the silver, you can barter. It's money. It's a store of wealth, and you can make medicine out of it. Are you kidding me? Yeah, that's silver. Silver coins is the answer here. Of course, it's hard to get silver coins right now, but if you're willing to pay a premium, you know, maybe you pay $35. I don't know, that's overpriced for compared to spot price, but for the purposes of making medicine, I mean, I haven't done the math yet, but I think you can make thousands of gallons of colloidal silver from just 2 silver coins. Again, I have to do the math, but that would be thousands of gallons of maybe 20 parts per million silver. I mean, it hardly uses any silver at all to make colloidal silver. So, I'm not trying to hurt anybody out there that commercially sells colloidal silver. This is not some kind of veiled attack or anything. I just want everybody to have this skill set. It's important to be able to make our own medicine and to be more self-reliant. And, you know, I say this as someone who myself, we sell silver products, but maybe I'm hurting my own sales. Fine. That's fine. Everybody needs this skill set. And I'm sure Alex would agree with that philosophy as well. And the reason you buy silver products from InfoWars store is because they've just done all the work for you. I mean, it takes work to do this yourself. It's trouble, you know? And so commercial producers do it more conveniently and they have more, you know, standard quality controls and so on. So if InfoWars store has silver that comes back online, then definitely support InfoWars. Otherwise, make it yourself. I'm going to try to show you how to do that. So anyway, and I say all that just as an independent person. I don't have any financial ties to the InfoWars store. I'm just an independent commentator. And so that's just my independent opinions on that. In case the regulators are watching, I'm not here promoting any particular product. I'm just promoting self-reliance. I'm just trying to help people, get food supplies as well. Food is really crucial in all of this. If there's food, there may be food right now, plenty of food in the country for people, but it's not getting distributed. And so, you know, if the food's not in your local grocery store, what are you going to do about food supplies? Right now, I know that some officials in Washington are saying there's plenty of food, but it's not in all the stores. So you've got to have food supplies squared away. And that's part of how we beat the globalists right now, too, is we have backup food supplies. We do home gardening. I'm hatching baby chicks. As you know, I've got, I think, 14 or 15 chickens that have hatched so far to produce eggs in a few months. I've talked about sprouting. It's about food self-reliance. You know, the same thing. You can make your own food. It's pork plants are being shut down, right? And food processors that use a lot of low-wage labor, well, a lot of those people don't want to take the risk of possibly being infected, so they're staying home. And a lot of the food processors are being shut down. Amazon is shutting down warehouses even right now from time to time, you know, temporarily, because they spot somebody with an infection. So there's going to be disruptions in food supplies. And so all these things I've talked about in this segment are things that you can do to increase your self-reliance and your readiness and your level of health and get a hold of, you know, the zinc picolinate, the zinc gluconate. You can get bulk zinc powders that you can blend into a smoothie. Just use a small amount. You can overdose on zinc if you you don't want to put heaps of it in a smoothie. So keep the dosing, whatever's reasonable, whatever's recommended by your doctor, keep it reasonable. But you can acquire that. You can stockpile zinc. And I find it interesting that we're living in a time when the table of elements provides so many answers for us, whether it's gold or silver or zinc or, you know, copper. Copper has antibacterial properties. It's used in some hospitals to kill superbugs on surfaces even. You know, these elements have amazing value to us. And if we are just wise enough to understand what the elements are used for, and if we are wise enough to acquire them, then we can really protect ourselves. And that's the ultimate message of what I'm all about here. And I understand that, you know, my opinions are pretty passionate from time to time. That's because I really care. I have compassion for you. I care about beating these globalists. I care about human freedom. I care about human health. And, you know, sometimes my passion can run a little hot. I get it. Just like Alex's can. Maybe his runs a little hot, more hot than mine from time to time. But we're all passionate about team humanity here. We want humanity to win. We want humanity to survive. And my job here on this show, and I thank Alex for allowing me to be a fill-in host, my job is to bring you the best and most accurate information that I can in the best way possible, the most honest and transparent way possible. That's what I'm here to do. So I pray for all of you listening today. I pray for America. God bless America. God bless you. Do your part. Get prepared. And we can defeat this virus, and we can defeat the tyranny, defeat the globalists, and maybe we can protect America for generations to come. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for watching.